It's the Tiltcast, episode 92. We have Wormside.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about Saints Row the Third, Binding of Isaac, Skyrim, Dawnguard, news, and a lot more news. Stay tuned.
In my pants. It's the Tiltcast, and it's been a while since we've been back. That's our fourth start. False start, several times. We took off the holiday, and like last time that we did a podcast, we're like, hey, we'll just do another podcast next week, like we always do. And we forgot that it was the fourth, and I was like, if I'm not working, I'm not podcasting. And I figured you guys probably would appreciate the same, so.
I don't even think I ended up doing anything.
You went to work.
Well, yeah, I worked, but.
Afterwards, though,
Yeah, afterwards, I just
did you work a full
apartment.
Day?
Oh, yeah. Well, the same hours that we always do.
Well, you went
No, we left. We left at like almost 4.
No, like 3:30. I went in at noon and left at 3:30.
Yeah.
So you were only back for like an hour, and then I went out to my parents' house.
Yeah.
And it was fucking glorious. And I haven't had... I'm so used to like working every holiday and every weekend, and now my schedule is like a real adult schedule. Like, they're just like, so pull on if we're working on the 4th. And everybody's like, no. I'm like, okay, we're not working on the 4th. Like, they were just asking us if we wanted some kind of extra overtime, and none of my superiors wanted us to say yes. Like, they were, I do everything through video conference, and you could see it in their eyes. They're like,
don't say it.
And they're like, well, that's relief.
We will kill you.
And my boss is like, yeah, I wanted to have some beers that day, so thank you for not.
They're all text messaging out of the table to you, death threats, if you say
They're like, all ready to send.
Yeah.
Just, don't you do it.
So, yeah, they were like, we're not going to work the 4th. And then as soon as I found that out, I was like, dude, we're not podcasting. I haven't been like to go pop firecrackers on the 4th in God knows how long. And part of me wanted to just go out into the bar and like celebrate that way. And I was like, no, that's what I always end up doing on the 4th because I had to work. And I don't get off till at that point like 9 or 10 or I was working overtime at the fucking IT place or whatever. And that was never fun. That was like me just having revenge on the 4th.
Yeah.
Yes, banana chips. But I'm rambling and I'm going to eat the intro.
That's
just
so awkward that you just said banana chips.
Banana chips. So, to my left is
banana chips.
To my left is
banana chip Trent.
The Soviet Trent with his haircut. And then to my right is the Holly Badger.
What is so Soviet about my hair?
It's because it's short on the sides and it's just kind of poofy in the middle. Like, it's not a mohawk, it's a flat mock.
Just call it the Belgium.
It's not the Belgian. You're trying to make it sound cooler than it is.
No. Like, no, I'm not, because I'm remembering. I'm trying to think who has that type of haircut. I remember Front 242 throughout the entire 80s and 90s had that same thing. I just cut too much off my hair when I was cutting it, and my hawk got trimmed way the fuck down.
Yeah, it's just like it's like a tire track, but it's... That's kind of me. It's not quite a 20 kind of
thing. Like I said earlier, it's like a Broadvich hair, comrade. So there you go.
There you go. So back to the holiday talk.
Dune cough.
So you did you not...
Not sure.
Would you just watch movies on the 4th, or what did you do?
I don't remember what I did.
You just got...
So maybe I got roofied. I don't know. I don't remember.
Where were you?
I may have gone to the bar, but I don't think I did because I had to work the next morning, and I don't like going to the bar.
You probably roofied yourself just to have a little bit of excitement in your life.
Probably.
It's like, I've never been roofied, so I'm going to do it to myself.
You woke up with your ass bleeding and just wondering, what happened? What did I do?
And there was never anyone at my apartment.
Yeah. Your cat's just sitting there with this like, really disturbed look on his face.
It's because he's the one that did it.
It's because her cat had revenge anal.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, revenge anal.
Yeah, I got it.
Was it the anal inch?
The anal inch, yes.
Yeah.
Surprise butt sex.
Yeah. I like anal revengeance.
Anal revengeance.
Yeah.
That's you can tie it into gaming that way.
Yeah.
With Metal Gear? Yeah,
Metal Gear. Suck ass.
I don't know about it.
It's just their marketing's pissing me off.
it's 80s marketing.
When they have that, that shows some action, then boom, letters on the screen.
Revengeance.
It goes like, it's harder, it's deadlier, it's revengeance. And you're just like, really, you just made up a fucking word that didn't even need to be made up. It's like revenger. What is that? Isn't that just somebody who avenges as a revenger?
So what did you do on the 4th trip?
I worked, and then I came home and worked.
Worked? Why did you do that? Well, you're just trying to catch up with shit?
Yeah, I'm trying to catch up. I got a lot of new projects streaming in that I want to be ready for. So, fair enough. That big deal, which has been pushed back by 2 weeks, but it's still a big deal.
So, we're good.
Yeah.
Say, what I did was, I was debating if I was going to talk about it on the cast, so I thought it was slightly embarrassing, then I thought about it again, I was like, that's kind of funny.
Stroke?
No, no, not quite my stroke that I had earlier today. Not really, but sometimes I mix words.
Like, Total Riku?
Total Riku.
Yeah, what did you say? You're trying to say Colin Farrell, or Cafarel?
I say Cafarel and Total Riku.
What's that is actually what you're saying.
you've learned how to read my weird version of Simlish at this point. It's just...
Well, I call it milkshake dorkies. It's when you're eating food and you're talking about sci-fi.
Well, I wasn't actually eating anything.
I know, but it sounded like it.
Well, for those of you that don't know, I've had a speech impediment for a long time and I tend to mash words. And most of the time, you won't catch it, but you could play a drinking game, because I'll probably do it about three or four times.
He uses the term speech impediment to make people feel bad about it.
Uh-huh.
No, but I want you to make fun of me for it, so...
We do. You're just normally not around.
Punishment.
I am a glutton for punishment, and I'm going to prove that here with my story, so...
Okay, Timmy! I'll make fun of you.
So, I'm used to waking up really early now.
Mumsy! Sorry.
That's Mimsy.
Yeah.
But I'm used to waking up really early, and so I open up my drapes so the sunlight shines in, and I wake up, and I woke up...
And then he puts his pants on.
And then I do put my pants on. But, so I woke up at like 7:15, you know, the sun's been shining a little bit, and I'm awake, without an alarm. That's just how I am now, which is fucking weird. And I wake up, and I was like... I had this burning missive to play, like, Binding of Isaac. So, I'd gotten the new DLC, Wrath of the Lamb, because it was on sale for, like, $1.99 on Steam, and I was like, that's a good deal. And I sat down. Keep in mind, I hadn't really gotten up. I had a leftover energy drink and a bottle of water in my room. So, I got up in my boxers and sat down in my chair and started playing. And before I knew it, it was about 10:30, and I was like, I can go a little further. I'm trying to beat this goddamn game. And honestly, I'm going to say, I don't suck at Binding of Isaac until I get to the end. When I get to the Mom, Mom's the last boss for those of you who haven't played it. I can't fucking beat Mom. I don't know what my problem is. I played through that game probably 40 times on the 4th of July. And then before I knew it, it was 4:30, and I was supposed to go to help my mom, you know, actually cook some food and get stuff ready for the 4th. And I was like, holy shit, I'm late. It's 4:30. I'm in my boxer shorts playing Binding of Isaac, and I've been here the entire time.
Well, at least
I got up to poop one time. And aside from that, all I was doing was, like, drinking
all
water.
Blood. It's all blood.
But it came out rather nicely.
At least you didn't have to, like, pick your grandmother up at the airport, and she was still there, you know, waiting at the airport, and you're just like, oh, shit, I forgot to pick. Oh, she'll be fine.
I was sitting in my boxers, like, playing, yeah. And so I got there, and, like, I really wanted to do some firecrackers, but I was a little bit broke last week, and still kind of am. And I didn't have any money. And my cousin's about the same age as me, and we haven't gotten together to hang out in a long time. And she's like, we need to do firecrackers. We haven't gotten to hang out in a long time because she'd lived
long. Is this a blonde one?
No. Uh-huh. No, this is a cousin that's my age.
Oh, okay.
Not a freshman in college.
Not a freshman in college who dates guys who are way fucking older for her. Not in college now, but no, when she was younger, she was dating got some creepy dude that was, like, way too fucking old for her.
But anyways.
I'm bringing it up. It happened.
That was really awkward. I felt like kicking that guy's ass.
Yeah, we ran into him at that
yeah.
Piercing shop, yeah.
But anyways, yeah, so my cousin's like, we need to go get firecrackers. And I was like, I'm all right with that. She's like, we need to go get beer. And I was like, well, I mean, our parents are pretty not cool with that.
Is this
like
a kissing cousin story?
No. Okay. We're buddies, for sure.
Like, it wasn't like, we need to get firecrackers, we need to get beer, we need to get, you know, closer.
No, my cousin's the type that me and her were the black sheep of the family growing up.
No, yeah.
And so we're the ones that always got in trouble together.
Goth chick smoking clothes, listening to Concrete Blonde.
No, she wasn't a goth chick. She was the exact opposite of a goth chick. She was.
Okay, so she was a preppy chick listening to Hannah Montana smoking clothes.
No. She was a preppy chick listening to a shitload of rap and smoking a lot of weed.
Clones.
No, not cloves. She hates cloves. But, anyways, cloves. So we go out and we slam down some beers. Like, before we get... That's, like, so high school. Like, slam down some beers. And then we stop by the fireworks stand and she picks up, like, $100 in, like, fucking black cats and Roman candles.
She's like, you want to go to my car and drink some beer?
It was so funny. And so we get all these Roman candles and these, you know, like, shitloads of, like... They're not even real black cats. She got the shitty version of black cats. Oh, they're cheaper. So we got several thousand of them, and that's all we did for like 4 hours, just light strings of black cats, like over and over and over again.
Tie the string to a cat's tail and just watch it run down the street. So.
Well, we were going to put it in my parents' mailbox like a bunch of kids, but we didn't quite get that far. So we did that, and we lit the neighbor's yard on fire like 3 or 4 times and had to put that out. But when the adults saw that we were having fun, I say the adults like I'm not one. My parents and her parents, you know, people that are now in their 50s and 60s.
The adults.
That's what it was, a flashback of my childhood. That's what it was. So they were just like lighting shit on fire, and
it was like a Steven Spielberg moment. You know?
It was, and at the very end of it, like it was like going back in time to my childhood.
There's like a shooting star.
Except for this last part, my dad's like, "Oh, there's some beers in the fridge," and I was like, "What? You're actually all right with this? Okay." And it was Newcastle Summer Ale. It was pretty damn good. So,
it was good. That doesn't seem embarrassing.
What?
No, he's talking about binding of Isaac for 6 hours.
I'm talking about binding of Isaac for 6 hours in my boxer shorts, like sweating in my room because it was hot as shit. And I didn't want to go over there to turn on the AC.
What would be really, really
bad about
that?
Because I didn't want to walk out here because I'd have to put on a shirt and like pants.
Yeah. You know what would be really bad though, since you opened your blinds and shit and your drapes, if the entire time you didn't notice that the neighbor was on their exercise bike just watching you the entire time, just going back and forth,
With that. I think it was like Saturday or Sunday, I don't know, but I was home the entire time, and I spent like the entire day just walking around my apartment in underwear and a bra.
Yeah.
And I always leave my windows open, like my door and everything, because
are you
the
top
people
floor or bottom?
I'm top floor.
Okay.
But like the people across from me, since the other people moved out, they never come outside. I have never once
you
seen
left
them
your
outside.
Door open.
Not
my front door.
Open,
no, my blinds, and then the sliding glass door.
Yeah.
So what about your neighbors across from you?
So if they were to come outside, they'd be able to see basically everything. Well, I'm walking around all
day.
What's
the difference between doing that and just wearing a bikini?
True.
It just kind of throws you off a little bit, I guess.
It's the same
It's
thing.
A double fucking standard
it's
is what it is.
Thing.
Unless it's crotchless panties, it's the same thing.
Unless
well,
it's a half bra
thing is, like,
with your nipples hanging out. You know,
you can't, like, I mean, with the way that our apartments are set up, like you can't see below the waist anyway. Especially on me, if someone is looking
Well, I'm sure that it just saw your eyes.
Trust me, I spent many times looking at the balconies of these apartments. And trust me, I know you cannot see below the waist. It really makes me angry. Sometimes I want to see what he's packing. For comparing reasons, you know. Everybody does it.
Back in Thor's hammer.
Back in Thor's hammer. Yeah.
No, so it had finally gotten dark, and like I was just playing video games all day in my underwear, whatever. And like I get up to go to my bedroom, do something, I can't remember. But like I got up and I started walking, and then I look over and I see someone smoking a cigarette out on their porch, and the lights are just completely off. And I just see the cigarette lighting up, and I was just like,
creep.
I just kind of stood there for a second, and I was like, fuck. It caught me. So I put a shirt on, but I didn't put pants on.
No, that's
on.
When you pull out the hot dogs and lollipops.
I should have just taken my bra off. Just unsnap it.
You should have started sniffing your armpits and just picking at your belly button and stuff like that.
And then just point out.
Just make it to where in no way in hell would he want to come over and rape you. He's just like, nah, I think it would smell like the bottom of a sauerkraut jar in there. I just really don't want to go over there and rape her.
So awful.
Yeah, floppy knockers.
So yeah, so I was embarrassed. I was.
that's Holly's name.
My floppy
the
knockers.
Floppy knockers. From the Stephen King. It's like, it's the floppy knockers. Because the Tommy knockers are like 2 feet tall little mining midgets.
Aww.
And Holly's like 2 feet tall, and she's a floppy.
I like Minecraft.
And she's a floppy knocker. The floppy knocker.
Apparently has a creeper living across from her.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't make a porno version of that. The floppy knockers. That's awesome. It could
maybe
be a milk
did.
Porn. It could be like total saggy milk porn.
Or it would be midget porn.
No, I would totally go with sagging midget milk porn.
The well, if they were basing it off of Tommy knockers, then
they would be midget milfs. Because they gotta have the saggy tits.
Yeah.
So, floppy knockers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Starring Andy Garcia. So
yeah, that was my excitingness of the weekend.
Yeah, and then we played some Gears.
Yeah, we did.
That's the name of your achievement. You were trying to figure out an achievement for spending an entire day in your underwear playing video games? Floppy knockers.
Floppy
that's
knockers.
That's it, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Makes a little noise.
Yeah. No, it's not. Well, I think the tagline for Tommy was like, listen to the Tommy knockers, and then we were sitting at Walgreens, I was like, listen for the floppy knockers. Yeah, the slap is self suction.
I don't know. I still really liked Austin's because he said dressed for success.
Yeah, yeah.
I still really like that one too.
Dressed for success.
Yeah. Yeah. Or no, how about No Time to Waste? You just can't get dressed to play the game. You just gotta get...
There's no time.
That's more of a Bethesda achievement for, like, Fallout. They have funny
stuff. Well, I would have gotten that with Binding of Isaac.
No, yeah.
Because I just did not feel like doing anything else.
Yeah.
Apparently that game that's only 30 minutes long to get to the end that I can't beat for some reason.
For holding your poop for an extra 2 hours before you finally got up, that one you get Atlas Shrugged. Just holding the burden.
Holding the burden.
Yeah. Holding my neck veins were just bulging the whole time. Just like,
gotta beat it. Gotta beat it.
I don't know what I'm beating. But
I will reward myself
really
with a toilet trip.
I really hope you're not
trip.
Beating something to Binding of Isaac.
Yeah, that'd be kind of weird. Yeah,
yes, like it would be.
You're like, I will reward myself with a toilet trip once I win.
Well, you get so into it. I mean, you just... You gotta finish the level.
Yeah.
And there's so many, like... Have you played it, Holly?
No.
God, that game's awesome.
See, I consider going to the toilet dropping off my loot. That's what I consider it.
Gotta go drop the loot.
Yeah, gotta go drop my loot off.
So, we did have a pretty good gauntlet this week, though. I mean, we had... me and you jumped on, and then Hyper jumped on. And then Victor, and then, well, Ian just jumped in to talk bullshit.
Yeah.
Which is all right.
I jumped in for a little bit.
Yeah,
talk,
you did.
Yeah.
You heard us talking shit, and you're like, I gotta jump in.
Well, somebody was talking about being married and forced to give oral, like, to their wife, so I jumped on, and I was like, hey, listen, you know, if you think suffering through 4 hours of her pleasure just to get that 15-minute blowjob isn't worth it anymore, so I was trying to lecture. He set me straight.
So, but yeah, we had some other people, and so that's the thing with our gauntlet. Obviously, we play games, but we also like to bullshit.
Yeah.
So that was a good bullshit session because even after you got off there, me and Victor and Hyper played Horde mode till fucking 3 a.m.
Yeah, I don't even know what time I left.
Yeah, probably like 1:00. It was still pretty late when you left, and I considered leaving. I was like, no, I really want to beat this, and we didn't end up beating it, but.
I know
we had a shitload of fun.
I know I left right about because I went to Walmart.
Yeah, like 12:30 or something.
Yeah, 12:30 or something like that.
And
so.
I think I jumped off at the same time that you.
Yeah,
were
you
leaving.
Did. Yeah, you did. Because I remember you were jumping off right when I left. So. Yeah.
But anyways,
there was a lot of shit talk going on too, but we won't get into that.
Yeah, that was all personal. But it was fun.
Yeah, it was.
But anyways, moving along
with amazing. Just how amazing. What's that Richard Dreyfuss saying? It's just fantastic. No, I can't do it right now. I'm like,
well, you're too quiet. That's
I know. Well, that's the thing with Richard.
With Richard Dreyfuss.
Not Richard Dreyfuss. No, Dustin Hoffman. I'm sorry. It's just fantastic. Yeah, I can't do it.
You'd have to get right up on the mic.
You got to get right up on the mic. I can't do it loud. You got to be really soft. And there ain't nothing wrong with making fun of Richard Dreyfuss or Dustin Hoffman. I keep saying the wrong person. Fucking Ishtar. I love Ishtar. Come on, Dustin Hoffman. Anyways,
so games.
Mm-hmm.
Holly, what's up? What'd
I
you play?
Played Saints Row the Third with Moon.
Hey.
Yeah, because whenever I played it before, I didn't have internet. So even though I beat the game, I only got like 10 achievements from it.
Holy shit. So how long is that game? Because I'm like 16 hours deep.
It depends. We're trying to go off and do like all of the assassinations and stuff like that too. So it's going to take a bit
longer.
They're
Achievo hunting.
Yes, that is what I'm doing.
I should do the same. I'm playing it on... You got it on PC, don't you, Trent?
Yes, I have it on PC.
Should co-op that sometime.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah.
But,
Or you could get it on 360. I don't know if you
but
can...
But I won't be able to get it on 360 for $15.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I got it for 30 when it was on sale. He got it for 15 months later when it was on sale.
It was like three weeks ago when it was on sale.
Yeah.
It was just one of those midweek Steam sales. I was like, dude, fuck it, I'm grabbing it.
I picked it
up it's
back
an awesome
like,
game. It really is.
Yeah, I picked it up back in like March, around my birthday.
So,
and Moon's character is like this big green guy that looks like he made him look just like the Hulk.
Yeah.
So I saw you post a picture on Facebook with him in the golf cart.
Because I was like, you can make your own mixtapes in it.
Yeah.
So I had like some rap playing. I can't remember what it was, but we're riding around in the golf cart, and I was like swerving all over the place just because it went with the beat.
Yeah.
So I had to take a picture because it was awesome.
That game is fairly amazing, and honestly, the music on it's fairly amazing.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, good songs, yeah.
I'm really impressed with the mix that's on there. Like everything, almost everything.
Well, and they even
and
have
game,
stuff from Adult Swim too.
Yeah,
there's stuff from Adult Swim, and for people that like heavy music like me, they had the fucking Dillinger Escape Plan, and I'm fucking all about that.
Yeah, that their 80s in Club Station is really good.
Yeah, their 80s station is really good, too.
Benny Benassi, they've got Sleigh Bells.
Yeah, Sublime. I think... It's not Laptop that's on there. Somebody else is kind of an indie electro band that I like. Well, I can't remember.
Well, the Adult Swim station's really indie. Yeah. Some of it's good, some of it's kind of...
I don't tend to get a lot of music. No, I'm talking about indie electro. There's some really, like, under-the-radar band they had on there that I was really blown away with. It's not Laptop. They're a little bit more well-known. I just can't remember who it was.
But it's fantastic.
So,
I got a bubble in my throat.
You got a bubble?
what you been doing?
not really.
I haven't been doing any of that.
It's a banana chip.
Where it just like it feels like something's in your throat and you're talking weird, and it's just
a bubble.
Just kinda,
I do that all the time.
Clear your throat a little bit.
And your voice changes, and you go from talking like this.
Okay.
You're like, I hope no one noticed it. Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that happens
it's like,
to.
It's like, I want you to go out there and clean up the bar. I can't be manly like that. What the fuck?
It really ruins the inner monologue.
You're coming here late every day. We're fired.
It really ruins your inner monologue, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Like, you ever like, do that when you're
so
like,
awesome, right? Oh, fuck. What was that?
I used to duck with my friend Matt. Like, we did some pretty hard manual labor for a little bit. And, like, I remember we're, like, scraping, like, snow and shit off this big-ass driveway because we used to drive trucks.
Like, we're in Maryland.
And we'd always come up with, like, I was talking about my, like, inner Viking dialogue as I was, like, trudging through the snow and, like, cleaning shit off the sidewalk. And then I'd just be, like, have, like fucking power moving, like, the fucking snow, you know? And he's like, so you should start doing your inner monologue. And start going. I was like, so trudge through like 300 miles of ice and snow and tundra.
And I just sit there and go, fuck this shit. Over and over again.
And came up on the Iceman's lair. just bullshit
and
like
I
that.
Said,
we can
charge.
Yeah. And something like that happens and it just ruins it for you.
So it has happened to you.
Not really.
Really?
It has.
I'm too manly.
He's lying.
It happens to me on the fucking show, Holly.
Yeah. I hate when it happens.
Memes like Holly Badger come up because I can't say shit right.
Yeah, when you're doing stuff like when you're chewing out
or Total Riku.
Yeah, but you're like chewing out a client, going like, "Well, I'm just gonna refuse to worry if you can't be." You're like, ah, and they're like, "What did you say?" You're like, "Nothing. The phone's breaking up." I said, "Professional."
Don't judge me.
Manly man, manly man. Yeah. It's like, sorry, I had to move one of my 10-pound testicles.
It hurts when I twist them. Have I ever heard of testicular torsion?
Testicular torsion, yeah. Yeah, it's like maybe a stick in there and just turn it.
It's like moving a vise.
Yeah, it's like opening a safe. So, nobody can see that, but it's funny.
Looks like a pencil wrapped in gum.
A pencil wrapped in gum?
No, the worst ones is when you're psyching yourself up. You're psyching yourself up to
it's
like
wearing really bad boxers and you're just like just like running in there just bouncing all over the place.
But it's horrible when you're psyching yourself up because you have to do like
sucking yourself
no
up?
psyching. you're so horny right now you can't even hear straight. You know? But you're psyching yourself up just because you got to do something like really you got to be stern and really you know whatever point to get across. You know, with a meeting with a client or you got to meet it with an employee that you have to be kind of harsh with. And you're getting up there like, yeah, I'm going to be an ass and he's going to get the point. You just fucking go brain dead. You're just like...
And then you have...
I need you to work harder, man.
You know, just do it for me.
Just do it for me. Do it for America.
America.
And then you say girl power and then it's all over. Yeah, so...
Speaking of that, Spaced is now on Netflix.
Yeah, it's been on there for a while.
Yep.
But if people didn't know, we talk about it occasionally. You need to watch it.
Yeah, like Girl Power.
So is Holmes.
Yes. Nobody watches that, though.
I watched it. There are only a few episodes, though.
Yeah. And apparently season 2 of Archer that I didn't know was on there now.
They need to get... They haven't gotten Walking Dead season 2 up there yet, because I checked it just a while ago, and it was still only like 6-7 episodes.
Why don't you just get like HBO Go?
I have that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then you should...
But
well,
that Archer's on FX.
What about Hulu Plus? Because you could probably watch that.
I don't need a separate
subscription.
I pay for
one service. I kind of want to keep it that way.
See, I just pay for those three. Actually, I don't even... Never mind.
See, I just pay for the one service.
I'm going to say if you go with major satellite networks, one of them's fighting AMC and the other one right now just lost Viacom. So, I mean, all these other options looking a little better. Just saying. But...
I like my way. It's a lot cheaper.
I really like Archer right now. I've been coming home even on my lunch break to watch it. Like, I've been watching two episodes in the morning because I wake up early. I don't have to be at work till 9. So, like, wake up at 7:15, take a shower, eat my cereal, and I'm eating my Frosted Mini-Wheats.
Watch so it's like episodes. watching cartoons before you go to school?
Yeah, exactly. These other adult cartoons. Nice. And there's Revenge Anal. But anyways, moving along with games. Trent, anything?
There's black all over your arm.
It's not all over. It's just a couple of dots.
That's kind of creepy weird. Is that fungus or something?
No, it's probably the ink from this pen.
It's from the pen.
I'm going to move it.
Don't touch anything.
I wish it was red.
Don't touch me, you fungus fuck. Anyways.
I'm going to get you a red pen, because you tend to do that a lot.
Yeah, black.
And I just want to say, really, you've got red on you.
Yeah, it really looks like you have.
This is the first time you've ever said it.
I didn't even say anything about it.
No, she said it to me today. We were at Bueno for lunch, and I was eating a taco, and a little tomato piece fell on my shirt, and she's like, yeah, red on you. I was just like, what? And I looked at that, because I was eating one of those Dorito shell tacos. I never tried that before,
yeah.
And it tasted like ass. And I was like, what the fuck is she talking about? I thought she meant all over my face, because it's powdery.
That's hard to see that part of my arm.
Yeah, it looks like you have black fungus on your arm.
Well, I can see that.
You should be like double mold. Jointed like me, because yeah, I can see.
Mold. Well, it's you have girl arms.
Freaky,
like
freaky weird. So
like a drow or something.
That's the worst part. You can't put her in a straitjacket. She'll get out.
It's true.
So
I don't know.
They don't make straitjackets that size, though. Yeah. You need to put her in the fucking sleeve.
Kids her size are just used to tying up a telephone cord. So, yeah.
I'd be able to get out of that, too.
Yeah, because it doesn't take that much drugs to knock them out. They just say, fuck it.
You just bury them up to their heads in sand.
Yeah.
I can't get out of that.
Just put one of those little,
sand.
Put one of those little baby harnesses on her and tie her to her
swing set. Just bounce her?
Yeah, just bounce her. I will tell you what I've been doing this weekend, but I have a funny story. So,
okay, go for it.
I was at work the other day, and I was sitting outside on my smoke break, and one of the guys I work with comes... Yeah, he had been in the office for a while, and I go outside to smoke, and I'm just sitting there smoking, and I'm talking to, you weren't there, I was talking
I guess
to
you can't,
Brian.
Don't say names.
No, I was talking to Brian. I can say that name. He's one of the devs that I work with. He's one of the other art directors, and we're just sitting there talking, and this dude comes walking out, he's just booking it to his fucking car. I'm just like, what the fuck's that about? 2 seconds later, he comes walking back with his kid. His little kid going, I'm so sorry. I was just like, what the fuck? And I'm like, what? And he goes, like, I left him in the car. And I'm like, what? And he goes, usually he talks when we get places, but he was asleep. So I left him in the car, and I was like, were the windows cracked? He's like, no. So he's like, it's only 5 minutes. See, there shouldn't be any damage, right? And I was like, I don't think so. How old are you saying?
I have no idea.
This kid's like 3, 4, maybe 2, 3. Yeah, and I was just...
He just wasn't talking.
We just started fucking laughing, because the kid had fallen asleep, and he's usually like, are we at your office, Daddy? Are we at your office? But this time he was asleep, he just completely forgot about it. I was like, yeah, at least you didn't leave him on the fucking top of your car like everybody's Starbucks, you know?
The awesome thing about that, though, was that the guy was in our office.
This is the prequel.
In Danica and I's office, and he's like, he's sitting there talking to us, whatever, and then he stops out of nowhere, and he's like, oh, no. And he just starts running off with his keys. He's like, no. So, like, later, whenever I was going to Trent's office before I leave, like, I go over there, and he's like, dude, you missed it. He came outside while we were smoking, and he had forgot his kid, and I was just like, oh, my God.
That explains it.
That's fucking awesome.
Because he didn't tell them what it was about.
No, yeah. he just stormed out.
By the time he got outside, he was out of nose. It was just pure, like, silent
fear. Well, no,
fear
but that same day, he forgot to go pick him up.
Yeah. It just wasn't his fucking day.
He needs, like, mobile Outlook to give him fucking reminders.
Well, what it reminded me of is I saw this public service announcement about leaving kids in cars. And I was telling him about this thing as his kid was standing there, like, half asleep, you know, sweating from the heat. And I was just like, yeah, I saw this one commercial where this guy in the business suit was either at his office or home, and he'd been there for a while, he was kicking back and relaxing, and all of a sudden he's like, and it's all in slow-mo, him running outside, going out the door, running down the street towards the car, and he gets to the back door, and he opens it up, and just in slow-mo, he drops to the ground and starts screaming to the sky, because he left his kid in the car for like 20, 30 minutes with the windows rolled up, and it died. And that was the public service announcement. It's all in slow-mo, and I was just like...
Is that a recent one?
It was like about a year ago, and I was just like... Wow, I can't believe I just saw this shit. You know, I was like, at least you're not that guy. You remembered it in 5 minutes. It took him half an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't feel bad.
And he freaked the fuck out, too.
Is it bad that there's PSAs about this?
It happens a lot, especially at our office. because of the type of people that come around there. Because there's a certain state-run facility that's downstairs from us.
Oh.
And there's a courthouse in there, and they're constantly leaving their fucking kids in their cars with the window just slightly cracked, and I just see kids in there, and I'm just sitting there staring and going, I think I saw somebody finger bang somebody in the backseat, broad daylight, in that car. Me and Brian were sitting outside, and I was like, is she showing her tits? Because the chick was just leaned back again, just doing this with her shirt, you know, all the way pulled up. And I was like, they look like brother and sister. Oh, I was pretty sure they were doing something. And I was like, yeah, okay, they need to take those kids away from that family. Just put them in separate houses. Put them in separate houses.
Did you guys see the thing going on in, I think it was Denver, or it's in Colorado somewhere, but like the huge fire that they had?
Yeah.
And then there was one in Cleveland as well, just recently, too.
Well, my corporate headquarters is located in Colorado.
Yeah.
And I'm on conference with them a lot, and they're always talking about it. It's like, yeah, it's just outside of town. And I got some friends that are in Colorado Springs, and my buddy's like, was showing me a canyon that was on fire, and it's something I remember because I used to live there. Mm. And it is literally just outside of town. In fact, part of the town actually started to burn.
I think, there were 375 homes that were destroyed?
Yeah, in Colorado Springs. And Colorado Springs sits a lot closer to the mountains than Denver does. Denver sits quite a ways from the mountains. It's a good 45 minutes to an hour to the mountains. Yeah. Where Colorado Springs, Pikes Peak's right there, and then there's a canyon, like, that's not even that wide, like a mile wide, and then there's the springs. Like,
how close is that to Winter Park?
Winter Park's like an hour, okay. I want to say, from Colorado Springs. That whole area is all kind of close-knit together.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's been pretty nuts.
Yeah, and then, I don't know a lot about the one in Ohio, though, but that one looked pretty bad, too.
Well, it's been dry across the country. It's just like I was saying with fireworks, like, I lit my neighbor's yard on fire, like, well, my parents' neighbor's yard on fire, like, three times.
Yeah, well, we've got the burn ban.
Yeah, well, they're thinking about it now.
But
here.
But I put it out with
BRP. Well, no, we have the burn ban going on right now.
So. Yeah, we do, but, like, I was just in my sandals, and I just went over there and stomped it out. But, I mean, it was like nothing. It was like kindling. Like, I dropped a black cat, and it popped, and it popped, and went off and off the street and into the yard and popped, and, like, poof, it just instantly lit on fire. I was like, holy shit.
Well, it's like, with the amount of burn damage I'm seeing along the highways and shit, I wouldn't be surprised if next year it's, like...
Well, me and you were talking about it because people were firing mortar shells at cop cars.
Yes.
Fucking retards.
You give the people one night.
Yeah.
Where you're like,
and
okay,
they just
this year we're going to let you guys have some fun. And then they shoot mortars at cops. You know,
well,
I think
it's the first year in a long time that Tulsa didn't have a ban on firecrackers, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and they fucked it all up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It doesn't matter
guys.
If they ban, they always do it anyways. But this time there are people publicly walking around with fireworks to go places to do it the right way. Out by, like, lakes, and they had water set up, and they were going to do it the right way. And then there are people who are out there going, like, hey, there's a cop. You know, it's stupid shit.
Like, I mean, my friends and I fireworks. Used to do that. Like, when we were younger, we would go out into the woods, and there would be, like, 20 of us, and we would all have those little things.
Yeah.
And we would just be running through the woods, shooting them at each other.
Yeah, well that's Roman different. Candles.
That's not a mortar.
That's Roman candles.
Yeah.
Mortar shells.
Yeah, those are the really...
will kill you.
They're the
big
brown ones?
Round ones with a circular base that you sit down. They're big.
Yeah, we just had the...
Those like, things are dangerous.
Well, mortar shells are the ones that you see on the 4th of July that you shoot way up in the air and make the big explosions. Well, people are shooting those like at ground level.
Yeah.
That's fucking retarded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Very retarded. But anyways, what did I do game-wise? I beat Dawnguard as a vampire.
Yeah, you did vampire.
Yeah, I did vampire.
Was that the only thing you did?
With Skyrim?
Or with games in general?
Oh, no, I picked up a bunch of games this weekend.
Did you play anything? I was going to jump into that with you later, but...
Oh, okay, well then. Sorry, yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Did you end up touching any of the other games?
Yeah, I did. I touched all of them.
Well, I mean, what... Specifically, did you spend any time with one?
Yeah. Oh, I played a little bit of all three, because one of them already had that was Dark Souls, so I bought a copy for myself so I could give you yours back. But the other three, I did spend some time playing them. So.
Which games?
Vanquish, Lord of the Rings, War in the North, and... and I picked Naughty Bear back up.
We're going to have to do some commentary on that.
Naughty Bear's funny.
Oh, speaking of commentary...
I wish I still had that game.
Yeah.
It's not that it's a good game on the cheap, but speaking of funny shit, and I don't think we talked about it last week because you weren't on the cast, or the week before
none
us.
None of us, yeah, I was going to say last week, none of us were.
But there was that that mod for Left 4 Dead that you found?
DevCraft?
Yeah.
With
yeah.
Minecraft textures on Left 4 Dead for PC. And what was the witch again?
The witch was a duck. Hold on. Forget that. Let me start over. It was a dark cavern, and I was coming up around. I could hear the moans of the witch, you know, the sobbing. And I just fought off this huge horde the entire time I was hearing this. I finally get through. I blow up a wall, and I was like, okay. There's got to, you know, because you have to blow up a wall to get through. And I'm looking around with a flashlight trying to find the witch, and there's just this duck sitting there, rocking back and forth, crying. And I was like, this is too precious. I have to set this thing off. You know, so I walk up to it, and I pistol whip it, and it starts screaming, moaning. And the duck is lifting its head, like, and it just runs at me. It's like waddling towards me really fast, and it incaps me, and I drop to the ground. And Justin farted, and that was it. So, yeah.
He tried to be sly.
Yeah, thanks for lifting it towards me. I tried to raise my voice down so they wouldn't hear it, but then I heard it.
I don't think anybody would have heard it if you had
mentioned it. I heard it, yeah.
Just making a duck noise.
Whatever. And but yeah, it's a witch. The witch is a duck. It's a fucking duck.
And it recorded looks some video. Awesome, though.
But it's funny.
So at some point, we need to post some video of that.
I've recorded...
Yeah, so
we need
to do some commentary then.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, moving along from that, Dawnguard, so you played Vampire?
Yeah, I played Vampire.
How did you feel about playing Vampire?
To be honest, I really didn't use the powers too often. I did every once in a while with feeding and stuff like that. I'm a two-handed warrior, you know, two-handed weapon warrior is my main thing, and it's just, I kind of focus more on that, because it's kind of an inconvenience to do revert form back and forth, because when it takes a little bit, to revert form, to turn into the vampire lord and to revert back to human. And the shitty thing is that as a vampire, you're so big, your wings are, that you won't fit through doors half the time.
Yeah, about half the time.
Yeah, so you have to revert back to human form just to fit through the door. Plus, once you kill everything, you have to revert to human form just to interact with it and pick it up, which really irritated the shit out of me.
Yeah.
So I actually spent most of my time in human form.
See, I played a little bit of Vampire so I could talk about it on the show,
mm-hmm.
and then I was like, you know what? It is called Dawnguard. Why don't I try the Dawnguard story out? And I did, and it wasn't bad. It was no Shivering Isles, but it's very much... It's a DLC. I don't think they should have charged $20.
No. The Vampire
is fine. It is more Skyrim. I will give it that. And I'm now at over 100 hours in my new game of Skyrim.
Mm-hmm.
And... I was happy doing the two-handed warrior thing, because that's what I ended up doing with that, plus the crossbow.
Yeah.
And the crossbow you can upgrade several times. There's these quests to upgrade it to, like, this dwarven, mm-hmm. badass crossbow of awesome sauce, and it's pretty awesome.
Awesome sauce.
Yeah, the vampire campaign is actually not bad. I mean, the story's okay. It's a soap opera, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It's not bad. So, and I mean, if you play it right, actually, I think if you just play it normal... You can keep your companion, the main one that comes with you on it, beyond the story. So, you know, I still have that person with me, and they're pretty interesting. They're pretty good in battle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't bad. I think I was wanting Shivering Isles, and I found out that it was more.
It's more localized.
It was
DLC,
more. It was more so. Knights of the Nine. / horse armor, all included.
I would call it an add-on, not an expansion.
But you can do horse combat now.
Yes, you can do horse combat.
Which is still awkward as shit.
Well, plus, you get a pretty cool horse at one point.
Yeah, that horse is pretty gnarly.
Artax or...
Artax.
No. Well, Artax was the horse from the Neverending Story. But Artax, yeah. Because I can still hear Atreus scream, Artax! Anyway, I forgot to say it's like Batrix or something like that.
No,
or something
I think
really
it starts
weird
with
name.
An A.
It might, but it's a weird name. But he's this bitch ass, like really kick ass looking fucking horse. So
it's fun to like initially ride on the horse and shoot your crossbow.
Yeah,
and that's kind of neat. And I saw a troll and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go take out this troll with my one hander, and it's a one hander with fire on it. And so he does like this whole sweeping move to the side, kind of like you'd do if you were riding a horse.
Yeah.
And I just made like four passes and killed the troll. I was like, that was kind of neat. But then I ran up in a group of dudes and I was like, nah, this isn't working so hot.
Not enough free hands.
Yeah. Well, and it's the whole running past or like, you know, you run past and you swipe a couple times and you run past again and swipe a couple times.
So you like to joust while you do it.
That's kind of how you have to play it. And that got kind of inconvenient, so I just... I just rode a little ways out so I could get a lead on him and then jumped off and attacked.
I never imagined jousting hand jaws before. That's just kind of interesting.
That's something that we could only explain on video.
Run at each other.
What, over the shoulder?
No, you gotta slide as you go, like you're sliding into home, you know? As you go by them. You only get a couple good strokes in, and hope to God you let go at the right time. Otherwise, you might rip the fucker right off.
Or just rip him off his mouth.
Yeah, actually, might rip it at the hilt. So, but yeah.
It's not a good way to get your dick bigger.
Jousting hand jobs. Yeah, just go with the 80s. The 80s way of tying it to a dumpster and walking backwards.
Do you play the Duel of Fates while you do that?
Yeah, you play the Dueling Fates. Oh man. You know what pissed me off with that? I was just remembering whenever episode 1 for PlayStation came out, finally for PlayStation, because it kept getting pushed back and back, and I had it pre-ordered.
Yeah.
It kept getting pushed back and back and back. And I was like, finally, I pre-ordered because I was like, finally an actual episodic title for Star Wars. It's new. Something that's new, that new content, not like rehashed stuff. So I was like, this is going to be awesome. So I bought it. Game sucked. But either way, they had pushed it back so many times. People are so pissed. I actually turned in my pre-order at some point, got the money back, and then went back and just picked it up when it did come out. And to make up for it, they put a video on it with footage from the movie with the whole Duel of the Fates song. You know, with images of the fight and stuff, just spliced in, and I was like, really, this is their way of making up for it? Fuck you, George Lucas. Fuck you and somebody, your fucking hairy Ewok ass.
Somebody spent 4 hours...
Yeah, just putting this thing together, going like, this will make up for 3 months.
Way to go.
Yeah, way to go, George. After that was... that, with the horrible, horrific abortion of episode 1, is what finally set me over my edge with George Lucas. So
with that being said, I mean, Dawnguard's not bad. I don't think $20 is a good price point. I don't think the people on PC are missing out on a whole lot.
No.
Cool Your Jets. We have Steam Workshop.
There were a couple interesting things to it.
I mean, there's some cool
quests.
Like
when you go on I want to say Poste, but it's not. But when you go through the cavern to the different waypoints. That was pretty expanded. That was big. That was pretty big. And
there's some cool boss
when you're
fights.
On the ice lake and the fucking awesome. I did not expect that. I was like, oh shit! And I actually got my ass handed to me on it. And everything else in the game was easy as shit till I got to that, and I was like, I actually got my ass handed to me like 4 or 5 times.
Well, to put it in context, I mean, had a break for a week. I played from the time we started our last podcast. I'd started playing the game, and I was about 30 hours deep.
Yeah.
Between podcast 2 weeks ago and yesterday, I put another 72 hours in.
I used to be able to do that. I can't do that anymore.
Well, it was every night playing Tyrim, and then I'm finally at a point where I'm like, you know what? I got some of the Assassin's Quest to go, and I got some of the Daedric Quest and some of the Civil War. I think I've had my fill for a while.
I did get some awesome weapons out of it. I got a really awesome bow that is a Daedric one that is not... One that I have all the Daedric weapons that are special.
I prefer
ones.
The crossbow over it.
The one I have, actually, I like a lot. It's an ebony. There's two. There's an ebony bow and a Daedric bow, and they're both pretty fucking badass. And I also picked up... the cool thing is that all the dragon armor and dragon weapons are actual lootable items, so you don't have to have your crafting ability, your blacksmithing up to get the dragon stuff anymore. Because I picked up a dragon battle axe, a dragon
shield. As you kind of get higher in level, it starts dropping the higher level stuff.
Yeah, so I picked up all the dragon bone items, which is pretty kick-ass. I don't use them because the stuff I actually have is better stats, you know, ultimately.
Well, I was looking at the stats, like overall stats without any stat boosters.
Yeah.
Like, obviously the biggest weapon in the game is going to be a mace. It's always going to do the most damage. It's the slowest. And Daedric did like 97 damage, and the Dragonbone did 100. So it wasn't a huge difference. But the fact is, I got rid of all those Dragonbones. I made every single weapon, you know, and made the armor, and made the armor for all my companions. And there's like, you know, 30,000 pounds of Dragonbone that I've had sitting in a fucking drawer for months.
I got quite a number, like every, at least one or two chests in every one of the houses I own is full of dragon bones. Nothing else. I just keep them all in one chest.
Well, at one point I was going to start selling them, and I was like, no, I'm going to be able to use these later. And I'm glad I did, because now I'm using all my extra dragon bones for arrows.
Yeah.
So I'm making dragon bone arrows. But
yeah, which are actually really, really powerful.
They look kind of neat.
But yeah, and I picked up the dragon bone battle axe. That it dropped for me, and I was looking at it, and I was using one of the what was it called that that warhammer that I had that you wanted, that Daedric one, that had the red eye something like that, and I was using that, and this thing kicked the shit out of it, and I really got tired of using that giant warhammer anyway, so I swapped it out, and that battle axe is pretty fucking kick ass. I mean, visually, well, it's not really my style, but it does a good job.
It feels very Monster Hunter, and that's the part that I like.
I was going to say, my guy is all ebony armor with actually...
I agree, the ebony armor looks cooler. But
well, he's got ebony helmet, and I think he's got an ebony fucking cuirass, but everything below is actually, he's wearing leather armor. That's got, because of the stats that are on it, I wanted, because it's got a stat boost to something particular that I wanted to keep. And I just like the way it looks with this cool, you know, stuff.
Well, the ebony looks cool. When I was showing you, it's like Daedric armor still looks the best in the whole game. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, it looks awesome, yeah.
And I made a full Daedric set because I'd gotten some Daedric cards, and I was like, yeah, I need to level up my smithing. And I got my smithing up to 100, my enchanting up to 100.
Yeah.
And so now my stuff does ridiculous damage. But then I got all these, like when anytime I go on two-handed warrior, I got everything enchanted with, like, plus 20% to two-handed, and so, like...
Yeah.
A two-handed hammer does like 150 damage.
Let's see, I also still have all the the Dragon Mage masks.
I'm still looking for some of those.
I have all of them.
Because there's that one quest, I was hiding up in the mountains, and I went to this area, and I found a wooden mask, and this note about him disappearing.
Yeah.
And I put on the mask, and you go to this whole different like realm with this area where you can put all these masks, and I still never done that quest.
I didn't discover that quest
until I played on this playthrough, and I got six characters.
Yeah. I have all the masks, and I have that quest in my log. I just haven't gone to put them out, because I'm afraid I'll lose them. Because I have every mannequin I have has one of those masks on it, because I love the way they look.
Yeah, it's like Dr. Doom.
Yeah, they look kick-ass. So I'm just like, aesthetic pleasure or completionist?
Well, you can add them with a helmet, too, which is a cool thing.
Oh, yeah, I know. I love it. It's badass. So, and I have them on all my mannequins, even my glass armor. I went ahead and kept the glass helm inside somewhere else. I just put one of the massive
things. I need to make a set of glass armor.
So,
but anyways, Dick stroking aside with Skyrim. Anything else?
Completionist design. Those other three.
Gotcha. Yeah. Just kind of touching on them.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting prepared for, what's it called? Dark Souls next month.
Yeah, Dark Souls comes out late at the end of next month.
Yeah, on PC.
For PC, and I will be buying that immediately.
Because it's got extra bosses. And then
it has four extra bosses,
yeah. And me and you can Skype in together. And
we can find a way to co-op, yeah. And then we've also got the Left 4 Dead Coldstreams finally coming out this month on Xbox, which, to be honest with you, I mean, I'm excited because I get to finally play it on Xbox, which is where I do most of my multiplayer for Left 4 Dead. It's just, for the past year and a half, I think, I've already had all those maps available on the beta version on PC.
Yeah, you're kind of bored
I'm not bored with it, because I haven't really gotten to multi, like, versus mode on them too much, you know, but it's just kind of like, I already know all the changes they've made, so I know what they've changed in the levels, so nothing's really surprising. But I haven't played Coldstream in, like, a year, and I know they keep editing it, so I'm going to be interested to see how they did that one, because that is actually a really good map for what it is.
Well, I gotta say, gotta throw a shout out to a listener of ours, Apocalypse Wren, gifted me a game.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, sent me Lone Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And I have touched on it. It is a very much a, like a 8-bit version of a, like, survival horror game.
Horror.
And, anyways, I don't think you turned those on.
Yeah, sorry.
But, long story short, like, the idea is like, you'll encounter something crazy and scary, and you gotta, like, go around it or hide, and so you, like, find these areas where you can kind of go back into the background and hide.
Yeah.
And then you can get around these, like, creatures and stuff. I haven't put a lot of time into it yet, just because of, Skyrim. But, Apocalypse Wren, thank you very much, I appreciate it, and I am going to play through that for next week. And there was also, oh shit, I forgot. The new On the Precipice of Darkness Penny Arcade game that came out.
Yeah.
That game's not bad. It's very much Final Fantasy IV.
Mm-hmm.
Attempt to do that one.
Just make a note of something and I'll write it in the tags. But Penny Arcade. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's what I'm doing.
But anyways, long story short, it's a throwback to like 8-bit fucking Nintendo RPG Final Fantasy bullshit.
Yeah, no, I have part 1 and part 2.
Well, it plays kind of like that, but way more like Final Fantasy 4. Like, even down to the menus and the way it looks.
Yeah.
So, pretty excited about that. I've played about 2 or 3 hours of that so far, and just, like I said, just trying to find a stopping point with Skyrim, and I think I found it.
Oh, we both played Tribes Ascension.
Oh, yeah.
I've
been hyped about this, but what I'm not hyped about is, like, I thought jetpacking and skiing would be more fun, and you saw
it
me
is
getting
fun.
It
takes time to get used to. Your biggest problem is that you need to find one person, because you're kind of like, oh, there goes somebody. You're like the dog, you know, that's out there, just sees the car go driving by, starts running at that one, sees another car, goes after that one. Follow one motherfucker and just stay on his ass. Never let him get in front of you.
You're just leading targets the whole time.
There's a thing. It's not just leading. What you can do is you can find that highest peak that you can get and chill and watch. And as soon as somebody comes running by and you know they're coming at you, jump the fuck off. Don't ski. Jump the fuck off. Wait till they're like within a decent range to you and just shoot straight the fuck down. And boom, it won't kill them in one hit. It'll knock them off and they'll keep going. But if you angle it right, you can slam them into the side of the mountain. If you hit them on this side, slam them in and then shoot them again, boom, they're dead.
It plays so good, I'll give it that.
Also, the assault rifle makes it a lot easier than what you were using.
It's free to play. If anybody's interested, you can find it on Steam. Check it out.
Yeah.
Check it out for yourself. I obviously didn't play enough of it to write any kind of review or talk about it enough. I played for about an hour while you were in the room and we were talking about that RPG. What was that MMO that just came out?
Which one?
The one that's the real line.
Oh, that's
the modern
times. Secret World.
Secret World.
Yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of press about it.
And I think
a lot of people are kind of pleasantly surprised. Did you write about some keys?
No, not yet. I'll get a hold of them. I've been busy.
Yeah, there's that. And then I got the whole free character transfer thing for Old Republic, and I may jump back in that. Problem is that I can't move my character on the free server transfer because they have a preset server for me. And it's not the one that all my friends are on.
Oh.
So I'm going to try to find out more about that.
Can't you write them about that and say, hey, listen, like, you know, all the people I game with are on this one.
Yeah. I can transfer my level 19 over to theirs, which is not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
If I could transfer my level 49, that would be a lot cooler.
Well, ask them. Yeah, they might let you.
So I'd like to give it another chance. I want to do some high-level shit. But the people I play with, one of my friends just got married, and I'll say congratulations to Dave D. Just got married. He's on a cruise right now. So, and that's one of the guys that I'd normally be playing Old Republic with. And also, some of the people from Elseworlds, Chuck and the Jesus, both play some Old Republic too. So, if anybody's ever interested, I've got a group on there, and you can find me on Facebook, and we'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. But, games all aside, because there's not a lot coming out, The Walking Dead came out to a lot of really good reviews. I didn't have enough money. That's how broke I was. But I will be talking about it next week. So, moving along. You guys got some news?
I have 5.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's your more serious shit?
I don't know.
Well, give me something.
Fuck.
Well,
I guess one we're all gonna talk about.
Okay.
Because you showed us earlier.
Throw it out.
Okay. Valve has opened a beta for Source Filmmaker, a storytelling tool that allows you to make animated short films.
So I checked that out while you guys were at Walgreens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of really advanced tools in there. I don't think that you're going to be able to get in there and immediately create a movie.
No.
That is real software.
Yeah.
That is like using Vegas or something like that. Or more so, that's like using...
That's what they've used for the past 7 years to make their in-game cinematic stuff, like the Left 4 Dead 2 intro, as well as I think Left 4 Dead 1 was used for that.
Well, you can grab assets from anything that's used the Source Engine.
Yeah.
So I would imagine stuff like Vindictus that looks really good. I was showing you that.
Yeah.
You could probably use the character models from that and make them look... Well, you can make the dudes look manlier.
It's like Team Fortress. They show all their welcome videos were done using basically what they said is whenever I was researching it was that for the past 7 years they've used this to create all the Valve videos as part of their marketing campaigns for the games, but they've also used those videos as a beta testing for the quality to basically fine tune this piece of software and make it easy to use for the most part,
And I've looked at it, and it is actually relatively easy to use if you're familiar with what you're doing. It just takes a while to wrap your head around the concept, because you're not...
Well, I'm just saying that it's more... This would be... I still think it's more on an advanced user level.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I was looking at the tool set, there is a shitload of things you can do.
Oh,
it
wasn't...
Like, when I tried to just start making my own movie, I was like, this is nothing I can do while they're at Walgreens. This is going to take me a weekend
Let's put it this way. The stuff you can do with this is, say you're playing Left 4 Dead and you want to actually make a Left 4 Dead movie, starring the characters with actual personally recorded dialogue that they speak, you can do that. And you can create anything you want. You can use the backdrops that are not just quick sets. You can create sets based on what's already there, but you can actually load up the game elements such as the dead center maps and use those as your backdrop, so you have an entirely already pre-made area, the subways, the fucking rooftops, whatever you want, and you can basically, as you're moving everything around, stop it at any second, change the camera angle and tell it to go ahead and splice in right here, zoomed in on this person, and it'll record it.
From what I got, it's a lot more than just moving the character around like gameplay.
I'm talking about the camera. You're moving the camera around. So.
No, but just like, and I'm not dogging on it. I'm just saying it's, like I said, it's, you could load in texture for said campaign.
Yeah.
And then after you loaded in said texture, you're going to manually animate what you want it to do and set paths and things like that. And then set your cameras and...
Yeah.
Like it's a fully, it's something that if you got...
It's a full functioning 3D studio.
Yeah, you could sit down and make whatever the fuck you wanted in using assets you grab from Valve.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like it had an option for me to load my own assets.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say that it's not just assets from Valve. It's I think you had the ability to do that to bring your own stuff in, because open source allows you to do that anyways with their engines.
I'm just saying it just let me pick a folder, and I was like, I don't have any assets.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is if you create your own stuff, like always, you can, if you know how to do it, you can create your own skin packs and stuff for Valve games. You've always been able to do that. That's why it's called open source. Source is because it's open source. But the actual director itself, the program, the video maker, comes with extra assets that can be brought into the games as well, which is one thing they're talking about, how you can use the assets in, say, Team Fortress. So you can use all the different characters, you can use the barrels, the weapons, the fucking backdrops and stuff. You can also use special assets that are built in just into the filmmaker and bring them into the game itself. So new weapons... New items that aren't actually there that you can actually animate into your movies, so to make it a little bit different.
One of the points I wanted to make about just the power of the Source Engine is you got stuff like Left 4 Dead and stuff like Team Fortress 2 that are both fairly cartoony, but then you got stuff like, and I'm still not sure how I feel about it. That's why I haven't brought up Vindictus.
Yeah.
But looking at the modeling on Vindictus, got some really good modeling, and they're using Source.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you could grab some of the models from that, make a pretty epic looking
movie. We were impressed with the modeling in Vindictus. The lack of manliness. The lack of manliness was pretty, because every character model you look at is very...
effeminate.
They were very Final Fantasy based. Actually, Final Fantasy men are actually more manly than these guys.
Auron was definitely manlier than character.
Auron was a badass. If there was any Final Fantasy character I would take to hell with me, it would be Auron, because he's already dead. You can't kill him.
Yeah,
and he was pretty fucking awesome.
Well, I found a wrinkles thing. Like you could buy vanity items, but he'd let you try them out.
Oh, yeah.
So I took that same Nancy boy and imported him into the game to start him with, because he has a two-sword ability, and I was like, I'll just put a mask on him and I won't worry about how he looks.
Yeah.
Because that beef haircut was just right.
That's what I was telling you. Just put a mask on him. You're going to do that anyways when you
putting a paper bag over his head. But, so I put a mask on him, and then I went to the character editor for the 4Pay stuff.
Yeah.
And I found it said like hardened lines or something like that. And then I threw that on him, and he looked like... It made him look like fucking...
George Burns.
Yeah, something like that. It just really... It added some... And the detail on the lines...
It was like the Six Flags guy with the fucking glasses.
No, he looked... I made him look like what Bruce Willis looks like now.
Oh, so a badass.
Yeah. I made him look like a badass. Like
he still looks like a badass for
me. I aged him about 40 years.
Yeah.
And added a beard to him. And I was like, I could play with this guy. I mean, that's... I would feel all right.
He looks like a lumberjack now. Yeah, so
I just gave him a lumberjack deal going on, and then I gave him like a mohawk, and I was like, looks like an old dude in a mohawk, I can live with that.
No, he looks like a Mad Max guy now.
Exactly.
The mohawk.
And then at that point I was like,
just walk away.
Walk away. But I felt all right about it at that point. I just didn't have any money to customize them, and I was pretty pissed. If I could have customized them that way and just left it, I'd probably be playing the game right now.
One day, Bruce kept coming into my office at work, and every time I'd just be like, just walk away. Just walk away. He didn't get it. Sorry, Bruce is like the office punchline. Anyways.
Source Engine, super powerful, new open source
editor. Source Engine is a phenomenal engine. I've always been very happy. Like, even when like Half-Life 1 came out, it looked really great. Half-Life 2 looked fucking fantastic. Well, they brought in physics.
Yeah, and they're always upgrading. Yeah. I mean, just to give people console examples, yeah. I mean, Portal 2.
Yeah.
That's the Source Engine. Yeah. Everybody agrees that's a pretty decent looking game.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that when you look at it and you see what they do, I mean, you look at like Half-Life 2, nowadays it looks a little dated, but it's still a fucking, when you look at it, you're like,
that
wow.
Was an 04.
Yeah, that was an 04, yeah. Yeah, just about, yeah.
8 years old, and it looks like a 360 game from 2009.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. And the physics in it are phenomenal. The shadowing's phenomenal in it for what it is. The eye, it's like eyeballs moving around looking at you. It's pretty, all the teeth and the lip. And they always go on about how with the Source Engine, how they really focus on facial expression when people are talking. And you see it, you really do. And it's pretty impressive. But but it is a powerful engine. And it's something that most companies that have been around as long as Valve have moved on. And gone into like 2.0, 3.0, and they just keep it at Source, and they just keep working on it,
So we love Source, and Holly, do you have any more news?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, what else you got?
Rocksteady is actually coming out with another Batman, which will introduce characters from Justice League.
Oh, they're going to do Justice League this time.
And it's a prequel.
What? Fuck that. I didn't want a prequel.
Well, no, it's a prequel to where him and Joker basically first met.
See, I almost grabbed that story, and I'm glad I didn't.
All right, so hold on a second. Is Mark Hamill coming back to the Joker?
I didn't look at that.
Because he said he would
Joker. It wasn't confirmed. I looked at two sources. Okay. I almost picked up that story, and I was like, maybe somebody will grab that. And I guess he did.
Because he said he would not do Joker anymore, which is sad, because he's like the perfect Joker.
We'll see what happens with that.
I was hoping they would go forward with part 3, which goes into the identity theft.
Younger, so they'll use...
The identity thief. Sorry.
I don't know. I'm still looking forward to it.
No, I mean, it's going to be interesting, especially if it's done in the Arkham style that they've been keeping it in, with the dark kind of overtones and stuff. But I was just really hoping for a part 3, because that story is not finished. It's nowhere close to finished.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll do it again. Do another one.
Jeez, Holly.
Not do it again.
Do it again.
You know
Holly.
What I meant.
So one thing I was going to bring up that not a lot of people are talking about is there's an Android console that's in the works right now called the Ouya. I want to say it's O-U-Y-A.
Let's just call it something nobody can pronounce.
Exactly. For $99. And the idea is that you can basically connect this to your TV and play Android games, but the idea is the games are free. So I don't know if they're going to do a subscription service or what, or some kind of cloud service where you can pull all your games off a cloud or whatever. But it's just something new that's in the works that's maybe going to compete with the casual gaming market, maybe.
Yeah.
So which Android, it's not a bad idea. I mean, everybody, I say everybody, there's people who want to play Angry Birds on their television.
So Android mobile games upscaled.
On your TV.
I hope that they would be uppressed.
Yeah.
Because Angry Birds would get pretty fucking pixelated after all. But it is mainly a flash, so you could do it all
vector
shapes.
Graphics.
Yeah, you could do vector graphics so they'll scale properly. But stuff like, I can't remember if Assassin's Creed Mobile was released on Android. I know it's on iPhone because I have it on iPhone. I never play it.
I couldn't imagine playing that on Android.
I don't remember if it was released on Android, though.
One of the other things I wanted to bring up, just quick little tidbits and news. There's that Scrolls game that's coming out.
You have more lines on your arm now. You just keep drawing on yourself.
I'm not even touching it myself. But so there's that game Scrolls, and what I looked at it, it looks like Final Fantasy Tactics. Which I think is pretty fucking awesome, and it looks like a modern game. It looks like Ogre Battle, the one that came out on PS.
Kind of like Disciples.
More cartoony. But just it's a tactics game where you have decks, and the decks are the characters you have. So kind of like you would do with Magic or something like that. You have character sets that you build with these cards, And the cards are represented by characters on this board, so it's a tactical game versus your friends or versus enemy characters. And I think that's a fucking awesome idea.
Awesome idea, but it could be very poorly fucking executed.
Well, it's an alpha stage as of 7.5, so Thursday last week they released alpha to a very limited amount of people.
Yeah.
And beta will be coming at some point. But they're going to do the Minecraft model like they did on PC. Once beta hits, you can buy it at a reduced price and play the beta. And then after probably a year after that, they'll release the full release at full price.
Yeah.
What I'll probably do is I'll buy it at the beta price, like if it was like Minecraft, I think I spent $4 or something like that, and then release it again at like $20.
Yeah, I think it's like $23 for Minecraft now, something like that.
You want to do the Euro conversion?
Yeah.
But I think that's kind of neat. Holly?
With your junior glasses.
With my unibrow glasses?
Yeah. Unibrow glasses?
No, we were sitting outside wearing it until she was like junior from Reno 911.
Whenever
she
I wear them,
there,
like, it's got this.
Yeah, I told her it looks like a unibrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, when she smiles, it looks great.
So
fun. Yeah, she looks like the...
Like it goes on the same line as your eyebrows.
She
That's
looks
weird.
Like, she looks like the McBoyle sister.
You go here with glass
milk. Yeah. Yeah. Start licking her. Just lick her face.
You gotta clip that.
It's like she's only raising her hand because she's deaf. She's only doing it before doing it.
Taking the glasses off. Taking off my unibrow. So, screenwriters behind four of the Saw films.
Well, part
and
one. No, it'd be just four of them.
I have no
the
idea.
The other one. Yeah,
and other. I hate saying his name.
Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo del Toro's Pacific Rim are making God of War. A God of War movie.
With Guillermo del Toro, is he producing or directing? What am I saying? When he produces, he's pretty much directing anyway. I've never
he's
seen
in
a movie
control.
He produced that he didn't fucking take fucking control over.
And will it be in Spanish?
I can see that. Yeah,
just like, fuck you.
Yeah. But anyways, he's like, I'll put up. Anyway, that might be interesting. I kind of wish that he'd just get off his ass. And if he's going to do God of War, I hope he takes some of the money he makes from that, because they will make a fuck ton of money, and finally puts it to his At the Mouth of Madness H.P. Lovecraft movie he's been trying to make for fucking years. Because if anybody can do Lovecraft justice, it is Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo.
I hate saying his name.
Just say Guy. Air.
Well, no, because I can say it like I can. I think it correctly in my mind.
For now on, just call him Gay Elmo Del Toro.
Guillermo.
No, Gay Elmo. Just call him that. Gay
oh
Elmo.
My god, fuck his name.
Guillermo. It's like Guillermo.
You can't say it.
You need a little ethnicity in you.
You got to roll your R.
Guillermo.
I can't. You can't slow roll an R. It sounds weird.
I know. It sounds creepy. It's like rapist chloroform. It's like chloroform.
Whatever.
So, one thing I was going to bring up, for all of you anime nerds and all of you Final Fantasy nerds, Final Fantasy VII's being resold.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not remade.
No, I said resold. Yeah. It's not remade. They're reselling it.
They do have new stuff they're bringing in, though.
Yeah, progression. Progression adjustment called Character Booster gives you extra HP, MP, and money. Big fucking deal. But they're not re-erizing the graphics. They specifically stated that they're not going to redo anything with the graphics. They're just going to resell it and make more money off of it. And I'm sure, I was talking to a buddy at work, and he's like, I'm still going to buy it. And I was like,
If it's on 360 or PC.
No, it's not going to be on 360. It's not going to be a PC. It's going to only be on PSN.
Fucking morons.
That sucks.
Yeah. As far as I know, that could change. It's still not out. If it's on PC, maybe we can find a mod pack and clean it up.
I have an RPG bone to pick with Final Fantasy VIII. And that, remember the gunblade?
Yeah.
Where you have to slap the fucking trigger whenever you attack?
Yeah.
Every time I play Final Fantasy from then on, I've done that. Every time my character attacks,
I'm
always
hitting.
You just
played way too much of 8.
Yeah, no, I played a fuck ton of 8, because it was a good game with Ultimisia and Squall and all that, but, and so I'm sitting there playing like Final Fantasy 13, 2, and nowadays I'm still like playing it, boom, boom, every time I attack, just slapping that thing, going, motherfucker, eat shit. So it still hasn't worked. It hasn't done anything.
Couple of other things. Metal Gear Solid 4 getting a trophy update, so now you can actually have trophies for playing the damn game.
Saw that one.
Yep. Not coming until rumored August, but we don't know for sure.
Yeah.
That'll give me something to play. Holly, or Trent. Did you have news?
No, I did not.
Okay,
no,
Holly.
I was busy.
Mass Effect 3 DLC is coming out next week.
Yes, I did read about it.
Okay. Did you have any of the details?
I didn't write any of them down.
I got them.
Awesome.
There you go.
Okay. So, July 17th, you get three new maps. Firebase Rio, Firebase Vancouver, Firebase London. Kind of excited about that one.
Yeah.
New N7 characters. You're going to get the Demolisher Engineer. So combining class is what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. The Destroyer Soldier. The Fury Adept. The Sentinel Paladin. You can play Paladin.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be the Shadow Infiltrator, the Slayer, and the Slayer Vanguard. New weapons, Piranha Shotgun, Typhoon Assault Rifle, and an Acolyte Pistol.
Yep.
11 new upgrades for weapons, Platinum Difficulty, as if gold wasn't hard enough. And then a new objective, so keep target alive by protecting and escorting them to a designated extraction zone on each map.
Nice. My biggest problem, I kind of thought about this before Mass Effect 3 came out, when they were talking about the multiplayer and DLC maps for it, was I hope to God that they don't, like, detract from story-based DLC and only put out multiplayer.
Well, and the so multiplayer far, free, the multiplayer has been free DLC.
It's been free DLC. I love that. I love that.
Well, they noticed it because there's still a lot of traffic on the multiplayer maps.
Yeah.
And there's still a lot of people playing it because Horde mode. I mean, people like Horde
it's
mode.
Fun, but it's just, I really hope that they bring out an actual story-based DLC, you know.
Like Overlord.
It's kind of hard and tricky to do considering the end of the game, but, I mean, they can work something out with that.
Maybe that's what's holding them back.
Maybe they could do side stuff where it's a story about Garrus. What happens to Garrus during that time, you know, maybe go back to Mass Effect 2, whenever you were dead and Garrus was off doing the whole Archangel shit. I would love to see more of that when he was going against the Triads, because I love Garrus.
Well, fair enough.
He's my homeboy.
Moving off of that, DayZ that we've talked about, and DayZ. Well, we're getting a server.
We are.
Rex is bringing us a server.
Oh,
with a rack mount.
Beautiful man. Actually, I found a rack mount at my work that they were going to give me.
I'll take it.
It's like it's. I don't know if it'll fit in here.
We'll find a place for it.
Sideways?
We'll get a hacksaw, and we'll create a space.
Just get an angle grinder.
You set it over in one of the corners, like set it over where the little bookshelf is that you guys have over there.
It's huge. Have you seen it? It's in Amber's office.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's fucking huge.
Yeah, so we're going to
In there whenever you were pointing it out, and she was like, take it.
Yeah.
So we're going to get a server, and the reason we're getting a server is because Rex is awesome, but more so than that, we want to play DayZ on our terms.
Yeah.
And we want to have a steady server that we can invite people to play on.
Mm-hmm.
More so than just DayZ. Minecraft, I can leave it up all the time. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we'll probably put some media shit on there for us.
Yeah.
But it'll just give us an opportunity to do more PC multiplayer on our terms and not worry about the stability of servers. But more so than just DayZ and the server, they are now have 500,000 players with DayZ right now.
It's been one of the top-selling games on Steam.
Not doing bad.
For quite a while. And they have it up in the slider now, constantly, for Arma 2.
People are playing the shit out of it.
Well, they have to advertise Arma 2 on Steam, but yeah.
Well, you know the Arma guys are the Arma guys have actually gotten in with the multiplayer cheating stuff on there.
Because
there's been some people that have been writing hacks and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually helping the mod guy for DayZ fix the shit and keep cheaters at bay.
Yeah. Well, I know that they've been talking to him.
Because nobody's playing Arma 2. I feel bad about that, but it's because DayZ is a pretty cool idea.
Such a progressive game. I know that I think they've been working with him because I know that to develop Arma 3 DayZ, because he said that the DayZ and the new updates that are going to be coming out is going to make it compatible with Arma 3 when it's released. And the only way he could probably do that is if he knew what they were doing and they were working with them. So
we need to get back on that. Once we get that server,
once I get through this month, I'll have a lot more free time.
Once I have a computer,
then we'll just help
you buy a laptop?
Die a lot.
I'm going to buy my own laptop.
You should keep that laptop. It's a good laptop.
I'm picking it up Friday.
I'll buy it from you.
$300?
I'll buy it for $200.
$300?
Fuck you. It cost me $200 to get out of fucking hog.
I want to make a profit.
You want to make a profit?
Well, I bought it for
a bunch of groceries.
It's pretty broke.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about buying a Mac Pro.
I have to decide.
That's not going to be for gaming.
Do I want to buy your PC laptop for $300, or do I want to buy the very last Maria Metropolis all-metal statue for $300?
Well, because you like those
There's
things.
There's only one of 500 left, so I have to decide.
The only reason I'd sell it to you is I'd occasionally have access to it in here.
But you wouldn't. I would gum that thing up in an RV.
watching porn on NVIDIA. And then, nah, that's good.
It has a lot of bass for a little laptop.
Yeah.
You turn that sucker on, it like booms.
Yeah. It's like, oh, no, turn down. Yeah. Damn touch controls.
What I'm talking about, since I was talking about sales, Witcher and Witcher 2 cumulatively now have sold 4 million units.
Yeah, Brian just participated in that. He helped with that because he bought Witcher 1 on Steam just the other day.
It still looks fairly good, though.
Yeah.
It's a good game.
Well, he wants to get 2, but he wanted to go and play the first one to get the feel of it.
Some of my friends on the internet don't like it, but if you can tell, you can tell within playing a few minutes of, well, 1 is completely different.
Yeah.
You can tell with playing a few minutes of 2 if you're going to like it or not, because the combat is different, but I like the story. But anyways, moving along, there's something kind of big that just recently came out. I'm going to do this right before our break, and it's...
Well, let me do mine really quick. Okay. It's just really easy, simple. They're coming out with a Deus Ex movie, too. It's actually in the works.
Oh.
It's going to have... I have no idea who these people are.
That Bassbender guy, or Bassbender, he's in everything.
I don't know who they're casting in it, but I know that Adrian Ascari and Roy Lee will be producing it. But I don't know what they've done before, and I didn't look it up.
Fair enough. Well, there's a new service out there, a new cloud service called Gaikai. Have you guys heard anything about Gaikai?
No,
I just haven't looked.
So, you guys are familiar with OnLive. It's a streaming service that does all the computing elsewhere, and then you can process it over to your laptop or your tablet or whatever, and that's a really cool idea. Well, Gaikai is doing the same thing for Sony, and so far, the applications that I've heard about it is using it for demo. So instead of downloading a 2-gig demo, you stream the demo from Gaikai over to your console and play it. Now, there are some people who are speculating they were going to do the next PlayStation that way, to where it was all streaming service. But if you think about it, I mean, there's a lot of people that don't have their stuff connected to the internet or have fast enough internet to stream something that's like 5 megs a second.
Yeah.
Or 50 megabits per, or whatever the conversion is. But, it takes a lot of bandwidth. That's the one thing about it that's would keep people, I think, from maybe using it as a next-gen console. But with the application of using it for demos and things like that, I think it's a pretty slick idea. That's the one problem I think that OnLive has had is people don't have fast enough internet connections to support it. I know that on my last business trip I had basically a subpar DSL connection, which you guys heard, if you heard that podcast, me cutting out. I was cutting out on Skype.
Yeah.
OnLive wouldn't have worked there, which would have sucked. I ended up playing everything pretty much locally installed on my laptop. But I was thinking about trying OnLive, too, while I was up there. It's like, oh, this would be a great opportunity to play OnLive, and then, like, my internet sucks here, so no fucking way.
All right, I'm gonna throw this out there.
You got a bone?
I got a bone to pick. Roy Lee, I knew that name. I remember now. He's actually responsible for probably 10 of the worst fucking movies I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, you talk about the guy that she was
doing the Deus Ex movie? Yeah, you want to know
who
they are?
Which one? Adrian Ascari?
No, Roy Lee. I knew that name, and I looked it up because, he's responsible for taking some of the greatest movies in the world and turning them into some of the shittiest American releases, not Casher. That's a different one. So, this one is The Ring. The Grudge, The Ring 2, 8 Below, The Departed, The Grudge 2, The Invasion, that really shitty fucking Body Snatchers ripoff, The Strangers, that was a bad movie, Shudder, Quarantine, The Eye, The Echo, The Uninvited, The Grudge 3, The Strangers Part 2, does that need a fucking sequel? And then Quarantine 2, Terminal. That is one of the most horrifically stupid... I have both Wreck movies that are the original Spanish ones.
Yeah.
Quarantine was the American release. Quarantine 2 has nothing to do with the sequel.
He cannibalizes stuff.
He's good at fucking shit. This is his entire filmography is all remakes of other people's
movies. Well, I'm a little bit upset you said The Strangers was okay, because The Strangers was based on Tale of Two Sisters, right?
No, that's the Uninvited.
The Strangers, was the Liv Tyler one.
The Strangers was the one that was based after Ills, the French movie, about the couple who are terrorized by a group of people, which is based on a true story, which is the cabin, with the murders of Cabin 11 or something, which is a real life murder story from California, where people in a cabin, which was just right, like the next cabin was that far away from us,
people were hacksawed, tied to chairs, and beaten to death, and brutally murdered.
I've heard about
that. And nobody heard about it. Nobody heard anything going on, and then they found the chick's head, like, a mile down the road, like the family friend's head, but nobody knows what happened. They were using power tools on these people. Nobody heard anything. And that's what The Strangers is based after, loosely based, has nothing to do with the actual murder.
So that
kind of
upsets me.
And this guy is involved, that pisses me off.
Just throw something out there. If you did see The Uninvited, see Tale of Two Sisters. That movie kicks ass.
That's much better, yeah. Well, any of his movies on here, the originals are way better. The Ring series are way better. The Grudge, which is Ju-on, Ju-ray, Ju-on 2.
Well, those movies are Japanese are really good at,
later on they got
at scary stuff.
Huh, what?
Japanese are really good at scary.
Well, it's not so much scary, it's that creep factor.
Yeah, they're really good at that, though.
And well, it's like, I think that we're one of the only countries that still uses a lot of
Jump. That was the Paul Walker movie, wasn't it?
Which one?
8 Below. Wasn't that like the Paul Walker?
I never watched. No. That's a different one. This one was Nankyoko Mangatari or something was the original. Basically, everything on here I've seen the originals of, and I've seen the counterpart, the American counterparts. And he's also doing the new Godzilla, and he's also doing the Monster Apocalypse movie for 2013.
And he just jacks off on everything.
Yeah, he jacks off all over everything. Anyways.
So, it sounds like it's time for a break.
Fucking Deus Ex.
Don't you have your news?
I already said it.
Yeah.
Gaikai.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Never mind. Yeah.
Break.
See you guys in a minute.
Yeah. I gotta pee. And we're back from a break. That was kind of an awkward pause we had, wasn't it?
A little bit.
I just didn't know where to end.
Well, when I whip it out, people usually stutter. So.
I didn't expect it to be an earthworm.
Yeah, they stutter. Oh, no, I was thinking earthworms. For the door set, they'll get this. Holly's never seen Dune. She's never seen Dune, she's never read it, and I was walking out to go smoke with her today at work.
She's young.
And I said to her, I was like, oh my god, I saw something funny. I was like, oh wait, you won't understand. So I said, let's wait for Brian. Brian comes walking out, I said, next time I'm getting it on with a chick and she's like rubbing on me and I start to get hard, I can say, we have worm sign. It's like, we have worm sign. Easel's caught himself a big one. So. And Holly didn't get it until I had to explain it to her.
Yeah.
So. And we won't explain it to our listeners. You just have to know.
Yeah.
So, anyways, random bits of news. So, like I said, I've been watching lots of Archer and watching about his fear of alligators. And it brought up something interesting when I was at work. I was talking about Archer with my buddy, and he's like, oh, yeah, I found some alligator stories for you, because he randomly peruses news while he's waiting on shit to upload, too. And so I guess there was a alligator that bit off a whole part, basically somebody's whole forearm.
That's the first time that's ever happened, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not the first time it's happened, but...
God, I'm joking, dude.
But I guess there's only been, like, 40-plus actual attacks of alligators reported and documented in the United States since like the 40s.
Damn.
So, which isn't bad.
Once people figured out, you don't fuck with them.
Yeah.
Stay away, especially when they grow.
After Alligator Dundee came out. Crocodile Dundee.
Alligator Dundee.
Sorry. That's the Arkansas version. That's the Arkansas version of them.
Alligator Dundee. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if you go down to like Mississippi and there's a guy down there named Alligator Dundee. He's like, no, that other guy ripped me off. I'm the real guy. So.
He got a little snaggle tooth hanging out the side of his lip.
He wears a Fargo hat.
In Louisiana?
Yeah, he wears a Fargo hat and coveralls.
He's got like a constant drip of sweat running down his ass.
Like, I'm Alligator Dundee.
Alligator.
So, you know why they call them alligators? Because they eat it all.
That was horrible. That was horrible.
Yeah.
So speaking of animal news, there was a picture I found that was fucking epic. Yep. And there's a dude in a kayak, and he's looking behind him, and there's, like, this look of just, like, absolute terror. And behind him, there's a shark fin. Like, out the water.
It was a great white.
In New Hampshire, off the shore of New Hampshire.
They've had a huge increase in great white sightings on unusual waters, because they're moving in.
Well, I guess that there was a lot of seals on shore, and so probably thought it was a seal. But apparently, he was out just, like, he left that morning and his family said, be careful about sharks. He's like, oh, whatever. And he gets out there and he's paddling and another person in a boat. He's only like 50 yards offshore. He's in a kayak on the ocean. You know, yeah. He's not going to go like miles out to sea in a kayak. He another person in a boat like points behind him and he looks back and he sees a fin coming out of the water. And apparently he like manically paddled his way to shore on his kayak.
I would have gone home and been like...
But he outran a great white in his kayak.
I would have gone give him props and, and probably yelled at my wife going like, you know, you fucking psychic bitch.
I may have punched a bitch in the face for that just for jinxing me.
Yeah.
But the picture is just like one of those, one of the most epic pictures I've seen in a long time. And it's going on the website underneath this. But
did you ever see the video of the glacier flipping next to the cruise liner? It's fucking epic. They're all sitting there, just there's this glacier just slowly turning, and then when it gets like that, and it starts to come back up again for another one, and settles down, and it's just the entire time there's like, holy fuck!
Oh, yeah, the YouTube video.
Yeah, I was like, I would have gone over and chipped some ice off it. That's some really fresh shit right there. So, yeah, made a martini.
To give you an idea about how long things take to upload to my server, sometimes I have like 10 or 20 minutes. So during those 10 or 20 minutes, sometimes me and him figure out math problems. Yeah, that's nerdy as shit. But
he's like, figure this one out.
Well, so, you know, we got onto this whole theory of like time travel and all this other stuff and how to like reduce aging because, hey, we were talking about my birthday party. And
this is not like my office conversation.
Well, I work right next to a physics major. So he was telling me, it's like geosynchronous satellites lose time, you know, or they have to reset the time on them because of the way that they're rotating around the Earth. And so anyways, we figured out in order, they lose so many nanoseconds every year, gain so many nanoseconds, they have to reset the clock on the feeds and everything else. And it comes into effect with the things that I do with technology. And so anyways, we did a math problem to figure out how long it would take and how fast you'd have to go to actually age a day slower, and it ends up being 144,000 times the speed of light. So, interesting tidbit. That's a very large approximation. We're talking like trillions of miles an hour. But
what was that question we asked you the other day on Skype? What was it?
How much force?
No, how physically handicapped would you have to be to take it up the ass every day? Just Skype conversation. That's our conversation.
Yeah, so that was ours.
That one, and we were talking about how Sandra Bullock used to be hot, and Brian out of nowhere goes like, "I used to drop loads to Hope's float." That's how Hope floats like constantly, and I was just like, "Oh shit!" My boss walks in at that point. I'm still laughing the entire time. He's like, "So you guys gonna get that website?" No, I just couldn't fucking answer him. I was just like, "Jesus Christ!"
We made Danica and I made the other guy leave our office because we were making fun of him for leaving his kid out in his car.
Oh, that's so horrible.
Well, what brought this up is we were talking about time travel. And we were talking about how bogus it was for Superman to fly around the Earth.
You know? Yeah, that's total bullshit. Yeah.
And we figured out that it's not possible to travel back in time as with physics as we know it, even with quantum physics as we know it. But it is possible to lose time.
Yeah.
Like, as you travel at a certain speed. And that's where I was getting with that.
Well, it's just like with, what was it they were talking about with people who go Mach speed. They were actually showing how with the jet, they put the timer inside the jet that synchronized one on land, two of them, one from their destination, one from their departure point. And when they get there, the clocks are off by just a few seconds because of
it's not even a few seconds.
No, it's like...
We're talking...
I think it's like half a second. But either way, it's just the clock has actually
to give you a sense of scale. No. These satellites are traveling at 14,000 kilometers per second, or per hour.
Yeah.
And they travel around geosynchronous, or not GPS satellites, travel around the Earth twice in like an X-shaped basically.
When I say a few seconds, Justin, I'm being kind of liberal with the thing. I'm not trying to make
you feel like a dumbass at all. No. But I'm just, to put, this is how minute we had to put this into the math. We're talking like 0.038 nanoseconds for something going 14,000 kilometers per hour.
Yeah.
But that's anyways, fine. Dorking out aside, that's all we had for news.
Now, technically, if Superman was trying to go around the world to
oh, and turn so you back call time, the ball, and then you go with it.
I think what actually happened was is he went so fast his brain melted inside of his skull, and everything from that point on in all the Superman movies was just his Vanilla Sky. You know, that's what it was. That's why they all started to suck after a while. So,
so
like this, was it Quest for Peace or whatever? Yeah.
So, anyways, we had a question last week. What was it, Holly?
Fuck.
Did either of you have
our question last week was
how do you feel? How do you feel about console or console specific DLC release dates? Basically,
well, exclusive.
Console exclusives or any kind of exclusive like that.
I mean, it'll be out on your system, but it's going to come out on this system first.
And we got some interesting responses, and I think we can probably start with email because our emails deal with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll move from the email to the other things, Holly.
All right. So our first one and our second one were both from Moon, so I'm just going to kind of read those together. Hey, guys, regarding DLC slash games released for one console exclusively or earlier, to use an English expression coined during the war, keep calm and carry on. Just chill the fuck out. Who the hell cares? Play a different game for a while. Big fucking whoop.
Well, this is coming from a guy that, like, 1,000 points everything.
Yeah,
so he's
I know.
Just like, well, I can probably just sit here and keep playing it until I get everything, and then by that time it'll be released.
Yeah, exactly. Take a deep breath, calm your nerd rage, and do something else for a while.
Can you read it like Moon?
No. I can't. I'm awful with British accents. Let the devs make a fuck ton of money for themselves, especially someone like Bethesda, BioWare, etc. Let the console manufacturers pay for that shit, and if it's not there on yours yet, chill out, be patient. Calm the intertubes. And then the second one, in a cutthroat world of video games, it's up to the devs to make the game we want to play, and the console devs to make their console the one we want to play it on. If that includes game devs getting a fat paycheck to ensure it's on one console, then fine. Good on the devs.
Fair enough.
Moon out.
So that was Moon's combined emails. I didn't know if he had just remembered to respond, or he's like, well, I'm going to add some more. So I just included both emails.
So, then we've got Randy G.
Hey, Randy G.
First time listener. I read that wrong.
Yeah, back
start
up.
Over. Start over.
Restart.
Strokes everywhere.
Strokes everywhere. Long time listener, first time writer. Love listening to you all while I'm at work and just really chiming in on the question of the week. I don't really have many strong feelings about exclusive DLC, mainly as most of it has been timed exclusive and eventually made their way to multiple platforms. As an owner of a non-gaming rig and a 360, I'm kind of happy when something gets announced that I can access first. I don't feel there's a compelling argument as to why there seems to be so much for the consoles past the fractured nature of PC gaming. There's no one manufacturer to turn to, as it seems most PC gamers build their own and just buy the parts from each specific component maker. Microsoft and Sony, with only one system to worry about, can make big money pushes to try and drive their sales by having these items out there. The PC market really doesn't have this, and so it seems to be left on the wayside.
So just to chime in real quick, what he's basically saying is there is a with console gaming, they have a constant. They know what hardware they're working with, they know how to optimize it. And with PC gaming, they kind of have to optimize it on a base system. And so they don't have it's sometimes easy to release for console because they know what they're getting into. They know exactly what to spec it for. Whereas PC games, you notice that a lot of times they release a month after, and it's because they're optimizing it to work on a lot of different systems.
Yeah, but the answer also kind of shoots past the actual question, which was more console-specific, not so much PC. Because, for instance, with the Skyrim Dawnguard, it came out for Xbox before it's going to come out. I'm not talking about PC, but just PlayStation, for instance.
Yeah.
So, and you find the same with other stuff. And we all knew that when they announced Skyrim, that, yeah, the DLC was going to be Xbox-specific at first. They announced that before the game even launched. Yeah, they were trying to drive Xbox sales. And honestly, that's because, well, Xbox was...
I'm sure they funded like $50 million and are like, we know this game's going to sell a shitload.
Yeah, but it's also Xbox was, you know, Elder Scrolls' first console home, you know, after PC, so... They've been with them since Morrowind.
Yeah, they've been devin for Microsoft products for a while.
Yeah, I'm not talking about for Xbox. They've been with them since Morrowind.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
was the first Elder Scrolls one on console.
Right. Yeah, so. The first one that came to PS3 was Oblivion, right?
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure Oblivion
probably was. I can't remember.
I think it might. I'm not going to say anything because I don't want anybody to nerd rage out on me.
Oh, you fucking idiot!
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Remember, I have a dumb phone. I can't look up this shit while I'm talking about it. Anyways, go ahead, Holly.
Okay. Dumb phone. It's just antiquated.
$35.
And stupid.
So, there's quite a bit left on his.
Mm. Okay.
Is that the Halo stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Let me swallow first. Okay, anyway. Let's come back to that once we get through the question of the week.
Okay.
That's a little wordy.
Randy, it's Randy, right?
Yeah.
Randy, we're going to put this on hold and we're going to come back to it. What was the next email?
The next one is from Ian, of course. To the nasty one, the Trentalope, Victor Freeze, and the Holly Badger who can't take what she wants this week because her glorious streak in Left 4 Dead 2 came to a tragic end in a plantation house of all places.
Did he kill you?
No, he told me he was listening on you and Knobs and Trent play the other night.
No, he was playing on
this
Monday night.
This is a different night.
That was a different
night? Yeah, Monday night he was playing with us and he ended up killing me because he's a douche.
Yeah.
He's practicing.
Yeah, he's actually gotten pretty decent at it, so
douche is
props
more than
to him.
A personality.
Okay, well, a couple of thought-provoking questions. One.
There we go.
If Ghostbusters was real... As in, ghosts were everywhere, and you could watch them, and you could catch them indefinitely. How would society react? Would religion become more or less important in society? Would people be more apt to do whatever they wanted because they could come back to life as ghosts? Also, would a ghost ever be smart enough to get a lawyer and press charges against the Ghostbusters for assaulting and kidnapping?
I don't know. It always seems like they're trapped in a different dimension, even though you can see them. It's just like the librarian in Ghostbusters 1. I mean, it didn't really seem like she knew she was in the present at that point, but Slimer did, though.
Yeah. Well, she saw him later on.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it took him a while.
That's
when
it comes to their self-aware, free-floating apparitions, as they call them, or their basic, like, echoes that they comment on. The echoes just being ones that don't know what's going on. They just keep repeating the same thing over and over again.
So, I don't know about... them getting smart enough to press charges, maybe.
But
I don't see it in the Ghostbusters.
It depends.
Universe.
It depends on which one it is.
But let's look at the other.
Like Stay Puft, I think he would.
Yeah. The other question is is how would it have an effect on the world around us? And I know Ray Parker Jr. would probably be the number one selling artist of all time, the guy who did the Ghostbusters song.
Yeah.
Followed by MC Hammer, who did the continuing song of Ghostbusters in Control.
Oh God.
OEO.
I like the first version.
Yeah, I love the first version a lot more. Fucking MC fucking Hammer. Anyways, I think Ray Parker would be the one selling ours. As for religion, I don't give a shit.
I think that growing up with the people I grew up around, I think it would really reinforce religion.
Yeah, it would really reinforce
it's
it
like,
because it gets
it's like
people.
you could go to heaven. I mean, if you're going to base it on like Christianity, I mean, it's like you go to heaven and not roam the earth, or you could be
stuck in a biocontainment unit.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I think church attendance would rise,
or being raped by Slimer. So nobody wants that. Nobody wants that.
So his second one: what video game character does each member of the Tilt cast most resemble with their personalities?
Video game or video game character?
Video game character.
Okay.
So, I have no idea.
Man.
So, no, here's what we should do.
Lara Croft.
She's way too short.
No, I'm talking about me.
Oh, shit.
Like, I'm all woman inside. Anyway, go ahead. Should we do each other?
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. Not in a weird way.
Shouldn't we describe this about each other?
Yeah. Leisure Suit Larry.
Holly is
I never played Leisure Suit Larry.
No.
Leisure Suit Larry never played Leisure Suit Larry. That's perfect. Now, you're a Volus. Now, you're a jockey.
I'm a jockey.
Yeah. Anyway, Murloc. I'm thinking of things that are 3 feet tall. You know, that's kind of what my bane is here.
That's
Hobbit Frodo. Harry Potter. You never even seen Harry Potter, so you don't know. I'm gonna make you watch those.
High five to that. I've still not seen him, and I'm
I just
right
bought
with
the entire DVD box set. So.
What kind of pisses me off about this question is the fact that he didn't even answer it.
He didn't answer it?
No, he didn't.
I'll tell you who he is. He's that guy from Mass Effect.
He's fucking Ellis.
No, he's the one from Mass Effect. The guy that's like, you know, the one who pretends to be you. That one dude. He was like, sometimes I poke around in crates for spare credits. Yeah, that's Ian.
So I think we'd have
when
to take this on a
the foot.
You'd have to take this on a humorous side. Who would Holly be? Realistically, I mean, obviously she would be a hobbit.
Cubert?
I don't know.
I feel like Pac-Man.
No.
Big mouth, spherical, constantly eating, chased by ghosts.
So Holly. Yeah. Who am I?
No, she doesn't get Pac-Man. Come on.
I don't know.
I have no idea what any of us would be.
I can't do this to her. I'm sorry.
I feel bad.
She's got the tits of Laura Croft.
She's way too fucking
body. I have some fantastic
the body
tits.
Of any anime girl who's 12 or under. And
so she could be a short Lulu.
Lulu?
Yeah. Final Fantasy X.
Oh, sorry. I was like, I couldn't forget what you were talking about for a second there. Yeah, I hated her. Yuffie, Final Fantasy 7.
I don't know.
Yuffie.
Oh,
yeah, because she's like young, anyways. But yeah, Yuffie.
Well, you look young.
And you got the personality, you're kind of bubbly sometimes. And then you're also really pissed off, and that's how Yuffie was. She went back and forth.
I never played any of them.
So Holly's Yuffie.
You're Yuffie from Final Fantasy 7.
Feel good about that. It's not bad.
All right, who am I?
Shit.
Come on.
Coach.
Yeah, you're
cheeseburger apocalypse. That is shit I would say during an apocalypse. I mean, I would be covered in blood, have brains on my baseball bat, just as they're talking about, man, I could go for a fucking cheeseburger.
I mean, I normally say Bill, but you're more coach. Coach is a little bit more vocal than Bill is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay, so I'm coach.
Yeah, what do I get? Coach.
Yeah, Dr. Robotnik.
Dr. Robotnik?
From fucking Sonic.
I know who he is. That's
the guy with, the guy with the Elton John glasses who's shaped like. Yeah, he's kind of spherical. I don't know. You're.
I get Jamie Hyman right. Jamie Hyman.
Who's Hyman? Jamie's Hyman?
No, Mythbuster.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a video game, though.
Yeah, I know.
That's
because it says wearing that fucking derby hat today.
Jamie's Hyman. You're. Who would you be? God, you would be Gimli.
Gimli?
Yeah. Fair enough. Just grow your beard out and talk about body counts that never existed.
So you can toss me.
So you can toss me. Yes. Toss me.
Toss me.
Yeah, that thing.
That was awesome.
You're that thing.
Oh, I'll be a dwarf.
Gimli was awesome, though.
Yeah, no, he was. I'll give him that.
Okay.
Who would Ian be?
Ian's Ellis.
He's Ellis?
Ellis.
Because yeah.
he's just talking.
Ian, you do talk a lot.
I'll give him that. All right. Okay.
You are Ellis, Ian.
Yeah.
Because you're an ass.
Is there any more to his email?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
You're stuck on an island that has electricity. Don't question it. For the rest of your life, you can either A, play any video game that you want on any system, but you will be alone until you die, or B, be stuck on an island with your hot celebrity of choice forever until you die, but you will never play video games again. What do you do?
B.
I'd choose B.
Because if I'm on a fucking island, there's a TV, yeah, but there's probably no, like, satellite signal, no connection, so I'm not going to know any video games are coming out.
And
so,
the games are going to get old.
Yeah, and if I can have people ship me games, I can probably get the fuck off the island, so I'd be playing the same game over and over again. I'll take the sex, Ian.
So will I.
I'll take the thing that you don't get. So.
Yeah, B, definitely.
I'm only a man.
Comment about that after the show.
I might be a god, but I'm only a man. So.
Oh, I'm going to say this to Ian. I took your advice. That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
Well, he put his knee in the back of her neck and just held her down.
No.
He wrote her down like a cockroach attacking an arrow.
Ian was pumping me up on Saturday about something, and I took his advice.
You took the tick approach. You just keep bugging them. And
No.
You get your head so far in there, they got to get you out for the match, at which point they burn themselves.
You just took a really direct approach to
yeah,
the
I know,
situation.
Yeah, I know about
and
your
it
direct
out.
Approach. I know. I've been commenting on your direct approach with people.
Yeah.
Going like, I've been talking to people about it. And I'm just like, I'm impressed. It worked. Wow. And one of them said,
awesome.
Hey, confidence goes, Brian said, confidence goes a long way. I said, I know. Hopefully the confidence will carry over to the court case. So, yeah. I swear she was alive when I saw her last. Yeah. Anyways.
So he finished it with, he loves the cast.
Yay!
And we love you too, Ian.
Yeah.
So get to our Facebook responses, and then we'll get to the that last part of that email.
All right. Well, to answer the question, which once again was, what do you think of console-specific early release DLC? We have Mr. Tutro, Justin, saying, hate, 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 hate.
Fair enough.
Hey.
Well, he's a PC gamer.
Yeah, he's a skeeter. We have Paul, Mr. He said, they suck. That makes me not buy the game on that console. Then we have a long-winded response here from Mr. Scoticus Aurelius, saying, Aurelius. Marketing, follow the money. If they make more money on the console market than PC, you have to know that's where publishers are going to bias. It's not so much about PC, though. This is about consoles, about Xbox, PlayStation 3. But
I think
either
he's
way,
going
he's
the same way as Moon.
Yeah, he's going the same way as Moon and as Randy,
yeah.
Bringing up PC stuff, which is fine. No, that's fine. It's relevant. But yeah, it's one of those things where PC rarely has the exclusive content stuff unless it's a game that's only PC. Yeah.
Well, you got the toolboxes and things like that. So.
Yeah, but that again is not actually developer stuff. That's fan stuff, which, you know, hey, is sometimes just as fucking good.
So I'm sure we'll get a cooler crossbow on PC.
Yeah. So next one, we got one from Sophie here.
So
that says, I couldn't care less, to be honest. I love Skyrim and had it for PS3, but have to wait for the DLC to come out, but I have so many other games to play. I'm glad. Haha. And again, you know, Sophie is Xbox and PlayStation 3, so if it's specific console, she's got it. So
well, she mostly plays PS3. That's what
yeah, she does. Yeah. Michael Shazam. Said, I didn't used to care being a 360 gamer for the longest time. After switching PC, it's annoying. So, and then Mr. Alex Jolly, whatever, Yoli, yes. The nympho. He said, That's his new name, He said, it's not an issue. Also, all the crybabies PC can shove it. Piss and bone all you want, but PC usually gets a ton of other things consoles never get to see, including some pretty sweet user-generated things. So that's something we always talk
and
about.
And he's got the middle ground there because Steam Workshop.
Yeah. And that is a godsend, to be honest with you. I mean, we all love it. It's great stuff. And you do find wonderful things like Left 4 Dead's Deathcraft mod, which is fucking fun.
Even better than that, with New Vegas, there's a vault that you can download that puts a vault right next to your... next to the original robot hut. And you can go down there and it's all customizable where you can put stuff in an auto sorts your stuff into weapons and clothes and everything else. Fucking badass.
Well, you have the entire GEC system that lets you build whatever you want. And then even better with Skyrim, you have the whole Skyrim editor and you got people who actually cross the genres by bringing Portal mod over into
there's that whole Conan mod.
And extra
the adult mod.
Yeah, and you have extra missions.
That gets really weird, saying.
Yeah.
Michael showed me some of them.
But you have...
they spend a lot of time with the lips.
Yeah.
A lot. I'm not talking about
But you have the Slim Jim mod, which is still fucking classic. I don't care what people say. and as well as just user-generated missions, which are great. More dragons as well. So
last part of Randy's email, because it was a little dealing on something a little different.
Yeah, and it's fairly long, so bear with me.
Oh, that's all right.
On a second note, though, Halo 4. I had missed out on the 343 panel at RTX, so I can't really say much about what they said. I don't believe it was recorded. Oh, wait, I do believe that it was recorded and can be found on twitch.tv on the RTX channel, however.
RTX being that convention down in Austin?
The Rooster Teeth Expo. Yeah. I did get in around while at RTX. The line was over 2 hours. And can vouch for the player's movement speed and general feeling faster.
He's saying it's in general it feels faster.
Yeah. Okay.
You want me to take over here?
I don't want to. I don't care.
The strokes are kicking in.
Yeah, I know. We don't have a ton of time for setting up loadouts, so my information on it's going to be limited and running from memory. There are three areas: armor ability, supportability, and tactical packages. Armor abilities I saw were Promethean Vision, Hard Light Shield, Hologram, and Thruster Pack.
Thrusters.
Hollow is still the same, which will send a double of the character running out into a designated spot. PV and the shield have both been discussed, and the thruster pack is basically a short-range, high-power jetpack for faster on-the-ground movement.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Maybe they got rid of sprint.
Here's where some lines to Call of Duty can start to be drawn. Support abilities, ammo upgrade, which just ups the starting ammo count, like the Modern Warfare 3 Scavenger Pro secondary perk of starting with an extra mag's worth of ammo. Sensor upgrade, which increases the range of the motion tracker, kind of visual sight rep pro from Modern Warfare 3. Sit rep, sorry. Mobility, which allows infinite sprint, like Black Ops Marathon Pro. Awareness upgrade, which brings along the tracker to ADS zoom weapons.
Interesting.
Tech packages. AA efficiency, which recharges your armor ability more quickly. Resupply, which allows you to pick up grenades from dead enemies / teammates. Black Ops Scav Pro minus the ammo resupply. Shield package, which recharges your shields faster. Firepower package, which lets you spawn in with two primary weapons. See Modern Warfare 3 Overkill. As I only got one round in, I didn't get a ton of time to play around with the different weapons. So the DMR is still the DMR and will likely be my base weapon of choice should I pick this up. I didn't manage to pick up the BR, but the assault rifle is also, well, still the assault rifle. Full auto, and still takes nearly a full clip to down someone if there's not a smattering of headshots. The ordnance drop kind of confused me, as I had no knowledge of what I was really selecting there, and I only got one. We played a round of Infinity Slayer on a map that I don't know the name of, sorry, but it felt pretty large, there we go, and had a decent amount of verticality to it.
I feel like I'm in English class again. Yeah.
Although I didn't really have time to go exploring.
Holly's mouth's getting dry.
What with all the bubbles and
bullets.
you can take over this last bit.
Oh god, okay. I didn't really have time to go exploring with all the bullets and explosions and warthogs around. Down to its core, the game still feels like Halo, although slightly different. I'm just doing it better than you just to make you feel
bad.
Yeah,
I know.
Not off, just more of an evolution than previous titles. All the base mechanics are there, and the gunplay is still fun, but I'm not sure if it's for me at the moment. Feel free to dice up the Halo info as needed. Wanted lots of laughs. Holly did a pretty good dicing that fucker up.
Yep.
So I'm just going to leave it at that.
That was
Mr. Randy from OKC.
good job on my part.
And he left his gamertag for us.
Yeah,
so
he left some gamertags here, yeah.
So we appreciate the extra info. We didn't obviously get a chance to go to RTX, and the tickets on that sold out really fucking fast.
I hate it when you
start. Yeah, they did.
So
I was a little upset about that.
Yeah, because Austin's not realistically that far away.
Yeah, it's not at all.
So, I guess that's all we have for emails. We have a question this week, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a question of, what video game character best personifies your personality?
Ian, we stole that from you.
Yeah, we stole it, Ian.
Yep.
Not the first time, won't be the last either. As long as you keep bringing us good questions. We're not going to ask your fucking island question, though, because, frankly, everybody will choose B. I already know that.
A few people.
Those are people who probably never had B before.
I know, people have never had B before, especially with choose B.
That's what I'm saying.
People that have had B too much will probably say A.
Or just not the right type of B.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because B can be a beautiful thing.
And sometimes it can be an experience.
It can be a frightening experience. Large mouth vaginas.
Hot dog down hallway.
Yeah. Anyways, so, that's our question is, what video game character best personifies your personality?
Have somebody else answer it for you.
Yeah, have somebody else answer it for you. Yeah, that'd be funny as shit. So, that'd be really funny. Anyways, for Gauntlet this week, we are going to be doing some, and that's this Saturday, this coming up Saturday, mm-hmm. We're going to be doing Mass Effect 3 multiplayer. This will not be the brand new DLC as that comes out later on next week. So this will be previous ones. So we're going to have some fun.
And then at some point, I'm going to be working on an app for your phone.
Yes.
So this is in response to Glenn on the Facebook. I'm working on an app at this point. So
yeah.
I'll come up with something easier to sign up with.
Yeah, but Gauntlet is on the 14th at 10 p.m. Central. Mm-hmm. We're going to go ahead and name off what our next Gauntlet's going to be, which will be on the 28th of this month, since we're doing it bi-monthly.
Bi-weekly,
I'm sorry. Fucking tired. Anyways, on the 28th, we're going to be doing the Left 4 Dead Coldstream DLC, since it will finally be released.
Yay.
So pick that up, because if you don't have it, we're not playing old maps. We will not play old maps.
Nope.
And it'll probably be like $5 or $10.
It's like, I think,
and have it
priced.
Have it downloaded before then.
Yes.
Ian.
And for those of you who are tempted but not sure, let me tell you this. All mutations will be unlocked. So you will be able to access Tank, which is a fantastic versus mode. I love that one. Last Man Standing, all that stuff. So, fantastic.
Yep.
So, I was going to say there are game releases, but there's nothing coming out really the next week. I've already checked. Nothing of note. The only thing that people should be looking out for is if you're on PC, Torchlight 2 comes out sometime this summer. Mm-hmm. They still haven't released it. It's still in beta.
Yeah.
When that comes out, I'll be playing a shitload of that. But until then, we'll be playing some of these other games.
Mm-hmm.
And now, did we have anything else? Shoutouts.
I don't think so. Oh, yeah. Shoutouts.
Should definitely do shoutouts. Oh, before we do shoutouts, you should know where to find us.
Yeah.
So, Holly's going to be managing the new Twitter. Well, the new Twitter. It's the old Twitter.
The normal Twitter.
Yeah. Twitter.com/Tiltcast. And then Facebook, search Tiltcast, all one word, because I'm going to close that group eventually. That is two words. Like us, because the more that you like us, the more it spreads, and then...
And then the closer we get to doing the Cinnamon Challenge.
Yeah, because we want to do that while Victor's still on the show, because I want to see his reaction.
I think we have 11 more to go?
Yeah, before we get to 100? No.
I think so. 19, 11, something like that.
We'll find out later. We look at the number of episodes we've done. But more so than that, you can find us at tiltcast.com. Look us up on Stitcher. I need some people to check it out on Stitcher because, hey, Stitcher is something we want to do. And it's really low on the bandwidth if you've got a phone that's limited by bandwidth. So there's one way of doing it. Find that on our site. Also, search us on iTunes and subscribe that way. We're going to leave it up there for a long time. I don't know if it's still on Zune. I'm sorry if you guys are still using Zune. Whatever. I think Zane's dead. Doesn't matter. But shout-outs. I'm going to get that out of the way before I forget. You can find our friend John and Scott and Joey and Lauren over at thecarouselpodcast.com, which does books, comics, movies, and games. I'll get you some variety there. Also, other local friends, Elseworlds Podcast, which does exclusively comics, and they are raunchier than we are, which is surprising. listen to Jen and Jesus and Chuck and Will.
The Jesus.
And, let's see, other friends. Forlog.pc. I got their link up today.
Awesome.
Also, BMFcast.com. Bad movie fiends they are. You have the Dynamic Soundtrack. You also have NoQuarters.net, which is BMF Guys doing a monthly gaming podcast. You also have ExtraPlay.info for all your videos and everything else, as well as a podcast they got on there. And never forget dvgp.tv.
They do good things.
Hey, and they've helped us get us where we are. So we appreciate that, guys. And anyways, that's pretty much it for the show.
Yeah.
Time to record that intro.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see
you guys
later.